Everybody Loves Don and Mike.
La-la-la-la, Johnny Constantino, he's a good boy.
So, Buzz, you got that? The website,
yeah.
You see that?
Yeah,
okay, good. Good, good, good.
Got it all figured out, I think.
Okay, we're ready. Ready to start the show.
Right now?
Right now.
All right.
Mike.
Yes.
Michael.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What have you forgotten today?
Rob's birthday.
Yes. Michael. Michael. Hold on, Michael.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
Hold on.
Yesterday.
But it's truly me, isn't it? And I got it. Buzz even wrote up a sign for me yesterday.
Wait a minute. Friend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Don't feel bad.
Have you done something to help me?
You have.
Save me?
You'll feel better.
Really?
Today, you're not Mike O'Mara. Today, I'm Mike O'Mara.
Why?
Because I forgot Rob's birthday.
Buzz didn't, obviously. Because Buzz held up a sign for me yesterday. Buzz, on his own, just towards the end of the show, held up a sign for me yesterday, reminding me that it was Rob's birthday.
I feel like
we spoke yesterday about it.
I know.
Did we really speak
about it.
Well,
You were dropping hints. You did it subconsciously. You know what you're talking about? You were talking about the fryer that I gave you, the deep fryer. And I thought that was a way
that
of...
That was not even a hint.
Okay.
It was just the fact that I was pleased with the chicken.
but also planted in my head that there was a... Dom, but you forgot?
No, here's the thing.
Well, but aren't you taking him away?
Yeah. I didn't... Yes,
you're
yes,
taking
we are
him away?
So, I mean, you're technically doing that.
Here's the thing. Yes, I forgot. I thought his birthday is Saturday.
Right.
I thought it was March 12th.
I specifically asked him if it was today, when it was, and he said it's tomorrow.
All these times that he's been talking about his birthday, I've thought I've had it covered because I thought it was Saturday. As further evidence, and I feel really awful about this.
Right.
I even called Buzz this morning because Buzz had called me last week and said, you got any ideas about a birthday gift for Rob? So I called Buzz today thinking that he's got until the end of the week. I called Buzz and gave him an idea for a birthday present for Rob, and Buzz didn't say to me, hey, jackass, why are you calling me on the morning of Rob's birthday? You know,
no.
Buzz just said...
I thought you were being helpful. Maybe I could do a gift certificate.
I've already got something, but maybe the idea that you're throwing me, I can use for Christmas. Thanks. And I hang up the phone. Now, keep in mind, I talked to Rob this morning. I think I called you about that thing we can't talk about on the radio at about 8:20 this morning.
That's right, yeah.
And then we spoke again a couple hours later, that we talked again. So I talked to the guy like three times between 8 and noon.
Uh-huh.
Not one time did I ever say to him, hey, best friend, hey, buddy, hey, pal.
Right.
Happy birthday.
I know.
I never did.
You thought it was not today.
I thought it was Saturday, but I'm just as... But
I think we're going to be okay here.
But we can't be okay.
Well, I think I'm going to be okay.
I want to hear this.
Well, because I'm the guy that does this all the time, and I know how to fix it. What's the closest ATM... Where's the closest ATM? Because I think I can do it in a commercial break. Wow. Yeah, pushing it. I really do. I think I can do it in a commercial break.
Well, I can't.
So I know you like to get the personal gift.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. So
I've never troubled myself with those.
So happy birthday. Happy birthday from both of us.
Happy birthday to you.
Anybody
said happy birthday to you today?
Lots of people.
At the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know how I found out?
Did Joe remember?
Joe did.
Joe. When I walked in today, Beth Ann said something to me like, where's the birthday boy? And I said, God damn it, honey, who are you talking about? And she said, Rob. I said, Rob's birthday. I love taking a tone with Beth Ann, especially when I'm wrong. I'm like, hey, listen, hello. Rob's birthday is Saturday. She said, no, Rob's birthday is today. I said, no, Beth Ann, you're so wrong. Saturday, she said, hello, called him this morning, told him happy birthday. He told me it's the third time on his birthday that we've had miserable snow.
Oh.
And that's when I just went like, wah, 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 wah.
Rob likes people to remember his birthday.
Yeah,
he does. Now he doesn't want to go away with
you. Yeah, he'll lowball it. No, he'll go away.
I'll let you whisk me away.
And by the way, Mike, the nearest ATM is right here. Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, really? Buzz has cash.
Oh, good, good. But, Rob, you know what? I don't want to give you cash, frankly. Oh. I want to give you a day late birthday present and do it and make it, because I know you like stuff that I get for you.
You're a good shot.
You'd rather have that.
I love stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. I mean, you know, Don, I know you never do this, and you're pretty racked by this.
Me? Let me just
say. You know, it's just me.
Let me put it on a scale, though. Uh-huh. I mean, yes, I'm upset.
Yeah.
I'm not upset like when I ran over my dog, okay?
No. Well, I mean, hope not. No comparison, really.
It's the boy's birthday.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll have a fine time in Atlantic City.
Well, you and
City.
I don't.
We're taking our wives up to Atlantic City for a big one-night trip for Rob's birthday. That's even how I've got it is on March 12th,
a big
Saturday
one-night
night.
Trip.
All right, a big trip. On Rob's birthday.
Very exciting.
Rob, your birthday is... I'm sorry, everybody else is wrong. Your birthday is the 12th.
Is it?
Yes.
I'll change the document.
Okay, please do.
And I'll try to...
What are you going to do? That was what I'm going to...
That's just a pain in the ass.
It's
a pain in the ass. During one of the commercial breaks, tell me what he wants. All right.
Do you think I should tell him what I told you, Buzz?
Yes. Yeah, you know, I don't think you'd like that idea.
I can't say it on the air,
World domination,
really?
Yeah. Mike. That's what he
wants. That's all I want. But you know, Mike, with an upcoming trip to Atlantic City.
Yeah, okay. Good. Yep. You know, done. Done and done.
There you go.
Yep. Perfect.
You nice are a great shopper.
Heard the can.
Perfect. Perfect. Sorry, Don.
Yeah, Mike.
Don, I'm a little shaken up.
Yeah, right, I know, man. Mike. Me too.
No, I'm really not.
Me too.
I mean, it's the way I would have been. I feel a lot better that you forgot too.
That's what I said. That's why I'm
at
here.
At least I'm expected to forget.
I'm here to help share the load today.
Wow, you really are. It's a great load that's been taken off of me.
Good. And really, it extends my birthday into a season.
Yeah.
The birthday.
Like Hanukkah.
That's right. The 12 days of Rob.
Yeah, like Kwanzaa.
Well, happy birthday, Rob.
It's not like Kwanzaa.
Hello, Don,
I guess,
Mike,
I even guessed how old he was going to be.
Yeah, you did get that right.
He's 34.
Hello.
Hello.
And yes. Handsome.
Don and Mike.
BTK's birthday today also.
BTK's birthday today. Well, how about that, Rob?
Congratulations.
Billy the Kid?
No, that guy from Wichita.
Oh,
that,
yeah. Right.
Vine Torture Kill.
We always send each other cards. His hasn't come.
How creepy is that?
I've got him down as the 12th, too. How nutty is that?
Him and Mickey Dolenz and me, all having a birthday. And Lynn Redgrave.
Is that all you got?
Yeah, I got bad birthdays.
Okay, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
All right, shut up. But happy birthday.
Oh, no.
Michael.
I thought I was out from under the rock. You've gotten your break.
Hello?
Where is he?
Oh, we've got some. Okay,
I'm waiting for the shoe to drop. Where is he?
Are you ready? We've got something for you today, Mike.
Wow. Snow today. I didn't expect that one. It was a surprise.
Yeah.
Did it surprise you, Don?
Yes, it did, the snow, yeah.
How about you, Rob? Were you surprised?
I was, on my birthday.
Buzz, over there in the newsroom, were you surprised?
Well, no, I actually read the forecast, but...
How about you, Michael?
I don't care.
Was it a surprise to you?
I don't care to talk to you.
Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara?
Hey.
Do you like surprises?
Yeah. I like it.
Pleasant surprises.
Why don't you let me finish my answer?
Surprises that spring upon you after a week of waiting.
Yeah. Now, what is it? What is it?
What is it?
Me too. I like surprises too.
You're not listening to me.
Wait a minute.
What do you want, Billy Big Voice?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good old surprises.
Yeah, all right.
What? What do you want?
You know, you never can tell about surprises.
Okay, I'm gonna.
That's
I don't know
why they're surprising.
I wish you weren't a disembodied voice.
Without further ado, I am pleased to present. Ta-da! Big Voice out.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey now, nothing. All of that. God, am I upset.
What are you more upset with?
It's the combination of the two, Don.
Are you more upset with that, or were you more upset with the groaners? Because that's what started us down this entire road.
You know what? I don't even know whether I'm coming or going today. I really don't know.
Let's get retarded then.
Hello. Let's do.
Hello there.
Oh, hi there.
Oh, hey, oh, hold on, Rob. Would you throw that in machine number four? Just a real quick message before we play the slug with the thing to call it. A message from the late John Wayne to Michael Jackson.
Smart.
Michael Jackson, as you know, he's got a thing for...
Hello.
I think we're kids anyway.
We've seen what you can do with a boy. How are you when they come a little bigger?
Yeah, I like that.
You know, when you have an ensemble show, somebody's always the spark plug.
Today is John Wayne.
We've seen what you can do with a boy. How are you when they come a little bigger?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Go have a beer.
Based on true story, he was only a Nazi with one true enemy, himself. A man of faith.
Get it
a
now.
Man of faith. And his soul torn apart.
Kitchen sink.
Your discretion advised.
We're kitchen sinking now.
How have you been?
And happy birthday, you bastard.
I haven't been this thirsty since 1936. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Where was Veruz?
Yeah.
Yes, right.
And all the ships at sea. When I awoke, they each had their left hand in my underpants. Dr. Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's disturbing.
That's Michael Jackson.
Oh, yes, very birthday, Rob.
Don and Mike show. New episode on this Tuesday.
Tuesday.
030805.
I'm Don and Mike Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Let's get retarded. Don and Mike show. New episode. Hello, everybody. It's Tuesday, and it's March 8th.
Yes.
2005. You can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. Hello.
Hey, Michael.
See, I'm just showing here. You can call from Canada, 800-636-1067. In D.C., you can call 202-432-1067.
Yes, what?
Great show. Hey, don't you have a stash of gift certificates for that restaurant to throw at your buddy there on his birthday?
You're always going to have a table waiting for you at
you know something,
Hank's
sir?
Look Around Cafe.
I don't like your tone. There you go. Good day to you.
He said good day.
Yes, good day.
Hello there, Don and Mike. He's out of there. Don and Mike, hello. Hello.
Chat room. Come now.
No, come on. If I'm going to take this call, you gotta be here. I'm going to take a call early. Hello.
Guys, thank you for playing John Wayne. I love the Duke.
Thank you.
Welcome,
and
friend.
Who doesn't?
We've seen what you can do with a boy.
Yeah.
How are you when they come a little bigger?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody have the... Where's today's Washington Post?
I got it right here.
You give me the style section for a second?
Sure.
Real fast. Because it's funnier than any bit you could write.
Something in the paper you saw this morning.
Yeah. No, it's just what we're talking about Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
You know.
Is this part of the testimony?
Yeah.
From the brother, right?
It's fantastic. Yeah, this paper is soaking wet because we got...
Yeah, that's my paper from home, and it's, it's because of the cruelest month, Don, because of March when we...
All the papers here at the station were equally wet, and when I asked about that today, they said, well, the papers are wet because we got an inch and a half of unexpected snow this morning.
As my father used to call it, the cruelest month. March, you never know what you're going to get. All right.
Okay, so hold on a second. Michael Jackson took to calling the boy, the kid that's, saying he did all this stuff
right.
to him. His brother says Michael Jackson called him Blowhole and nicknamed his brother Applehead and Doo-Doo.
That's what he
called
his own children, too.
I think so.
Yeah. Baby Applehead. And
right. Baby Applehead, but I mean, I'm not sure about... Blowhole.
Let me see.
Blowhole.
Besides the part where he's got his hand in the underpants,
right.
Michael Jackson, the kid says Michael Jackson stands up, enters the room, and he's completely naked.
Mm-hmm.
And he, quote, he did something and me and my brother were grossed out. Asked by the lawyer if there was anything unusual about Michael Jackson, the boy remembered...
Oh, right
where's yes, the part about the underpants? Hold on a second, because that's it. So he walks in the room and... where is that part? Oh, yeah. He walks in the room, and Michael Jackson's right hand was in his own underwears, the boy says,
right.
And his left hand was in his brother's. Also, at one point, the kid says they're in bed, and some guy that works for Michael Jackson comes in to get them a porno on the internet, and his kid is, what's his name? Prince in Paris. His kids are in bed with him. And at one point, Michael Jackson leans over to the littlest one who is asleep, sleeping, and says, "You're really missing out on some," and it's a graphic word for female private parts that starts with the letter P.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. And during all this testimony yesterday, I guess Michael Jackson just sat there as if you were listening to his accountant.
Really?
Yeah, fairly
no emotion.
Expressionless.
Or
right.
God. Yeah. God damn. Kid toucher. Jesus. Hand in the underpants?
But on the other hand, wouldn't it be great to have a guy that you could call in to bring up porno on the internet for you? I mean, that's a nice
But I've always liked to do that myself, bro.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
When no one's around.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Oops. Oh, hello?
Can you guys hear me?
No, what are you not doing?
Very well,
What are you doing? Are you on a speakerphone or what?
I'm sorry. It's a very piece.
Come on, pick up, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Is that better?
No, that's not.
No, you
got to
pick
really
up or we're going to hang up on you.
I want to be the first one to tell Rob happy birthday, the first caller. And on top of that, I'm a black man.
Okay, well, goodbye.
Why are you on a speaker?
Mike, I believe that this sound will either indicate that I've terminated or they've terminated the call.
Okay, very good.
Also, it may indicate a new call entering.
Or we have mail.
Hello, Mike.
Yes, hi. I wanted to talk to Mike.
See, hung up on him.
Yes, sir.
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
I was just demonstrating the power of the that thing.
Mm-hmm. Clap on, clap off.
Because the phones are always ringing. Hello, mm-hmm. Don and Mike show.
Yes, I would like to talk to the boys about Michael Jackson.
Damn. The boys.
What do you
boys
say, Mike?
I'd like to hear that sound again. I wanted to talk to the guy that wanted to talk to me.
Okay, well,
not the guy that wants to talk about Michael Jackson. I want to hear that sound. So that sound means, what does it mean?
It means either that someone's entering
or exiting
the show. This would be the non-phone scan rule of etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
If you hear that sound, they're entering. If I'm hanging up on them, if we're pissed off at them, whatever, cut them off in mid-sentence, then you'll hear it again.
Very good.
Just a way of working a call into the show occasionally. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Can you put Mike on?
Pardon me?
Can you put Mike on?
Mike is right here.
Can you put Mike on the phone?
Okay, how's the abalones doing?
How's the what?
Abalones.
Oh, the ablounger?
Yeah.
Put it together. Used it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Not one day this week, but both days this week. Put it together Monday night. I've used it both Monday and Tuesday, and I'm worried that it might collapse.
Oh, dear. That's because, I hung up on him. We didn't need to hear any more.
Didn't need to. But, I mean, there you go. See, that was the guy that was hoping that I hadn't put it together.
Hello, Don.
So there.
Hello.
Call now, phone Jeopardy.
Hello.
Happy birthday.
Okay, so you just hung up on
that guy.
Okay, enough of that. But just know that's there. That's what that sound means. If you hear that you've got mail thing. Yes, last night on 24. God damn. No Anaz family at all. No
Araz family.
I keep getting that wrong, don't I?
It's Baruz Araz and Mrs. Araz.
Baruz Araz.
The Araz family was conspicuously absent, but we have a car.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. I was wondering if you could tell me which John Wayne movie that's from.
I have no idea.
I have a suspicion. It's one of his older ones, and I think it might be Rooster Cogburn.
I was thinking either True Grit or Sons of Katie Elder.
You know, that I was thinking of a porno one time. Really, that...
How are you when they come a little bigger?
That's probably True Grit. Yeah, I bet that's
one
True
of those,
Grit.
Yeah, who
something
knows?
Like that. I love those movies. Okay. The movies that John Wayne made at the very end, I liked them. They're my favorites.
Before 24 and before American Idol, Buzz, I asked you about this website.
Yes.
Would you please go to that website?
I'm there.
And hold on a second. Rob?
Now, would you like me to call you and send messages to you?
Yes, yes.
All right.
Hold on, give him that number.
Okay.
Now, what are we doing here?
This is a website I found, which is fantastic. I don't want to give it out over the air yet.
No.
And I'm sure that they will not like it. Buzz, use that number, okay?
Right.
Not the one that I gave you before. Use that one.
All right.
This is something that's offered by a telephone company.
Okay.
For deaf people.
All right.
What you do is, if you're deaf, you go to this website, and you type in a phone number, and you type in what you want to say.
Right.
And it calls people and speaks. But it's not an automated system. It's a real person.
Oh, really?
So this morning, after I was hip to this website, I typed in my own phone number.
Right.
And got on and typed in the message, how is Double D doing?
Mm-hmm.
And my phone rings, and the guy says, hello, I'm calling from, you have a message from, how is Double D doing? And I say, she's depressed. And then I see the, because I'm watching on the screen,
mm-hmm.
the guy types the response to me on the computer.
Wow.
And then I type back, did she see 24 last night? And the guy reads it back to me. So now, using this thing,
right.
Buzz is going to call me on one of our request lines because that's the only way that we can put a person's voice on the air
right.
is if they call a request line. So I've got one request line blocked out.
Okay.
So Buzz, if you type in the request line phone number, so if you use one of these request lines and you just throw one digit off, we've got like four or five secret lines.
Yeah, okay. This is cool.
But these all go to...
So you're going
to
get a call on the request line with Buzz talking to you.
With an operator.
An operator who's talking
to Buzz.
Buzz is typing. The operator is dialing you now with the first message.
Hey. This is great. Now, hold on. Now, we've got to... You see all of the lines ringing, but you see one of them not ringing.
Uh-huh.
That should be... Now, this will take a second.
I'm sure it will. But it says it's dialing now.
Oh, hold on. I bet that that's it.
Service to communicate with you. The caller is typing their conversation, which will be read to you. When you hear the words, go ahead. It will be your turn to speak. Speak directly to the...
Now, it's also telling me on screen everything she's doing as she's doing it. All right.
Just a moment.
So what's it saying?
This is great.
Hello? Just a moment.
Hello, asking for Dawn. Yes, speaking, explaining relay. I need a GA, whatever that is.
Good attitude. Great ass.
It even tells you how many rings. It rang twice, or you answered on the second ring.
Cool.
Of course.
I rang out if I picked it up on the first ring, I would appear like I was...
Was there this delay when you were using it?
No. No, there wasn't. What'd she write to you, Buzz? Have not seen Baruce. Did you see Travis? Over. Listen to this. Now, Buzz.
Buzz, did you get the message?
Is it coming up yet?
Yes. Buzz typing back.
It's too funny. It's a way to call people.
Sure.
And use someone
no,
else.
No, I haven't seen Travis.
Please say, pound, sand, you and, comma, you tool. All my very best. Don.
Jack Bauer.
And Jack Bauer.
So long, sucker.
So long, sucker. She's diving, Buzz.
So that's great.
Bye-bye.
That's great. That's and you were communicating with yourself today. Okay, let me read this back to you. Here's what I have at my end. Dialing the number, ringing 12, M, it says, hello, asking for Dawn. Yes, speaking, explaining relay, go ahead. I need a go ahead. Two voices on the line. I have not seen Baruz. Did you see Travis? Go ahead. Would you please say hound sand, you tool? It's
hound
sand. It's hound.
Hound sand,
you tool. All my very best, Don and Jack Power. Go ahead. So long, sucker. Go ahead. Okay. You have successfully disconnected the call.
Wow.
So that's what I got
cool.
at my end.
I think what everyone wants to know is how do we spell Baruz?
Yeah, how do we spell Bruce?
I spelled it B-A-R-U-Z, and yeah. She pronounced it beautifully.
Wow, very good.
Bruce. Yeah, okay. Bruce.
That is Sprint. What is that, Buzz?
Sprint Relay Online.
It's SprintRelayOnline.com. Yeah. I think it's really for deaf people.
Yes,
I
mean, but it's... Yeah. But, you know, it's great fun.
You had fun with it.
I mean, yeah. I love that. I loved calling myself, and I couldn't wait to come to work and try it on the air.
And it was a successful experiment, and I'm sure it works well for, you know, people at home and also for people that really need it.
Right. And for radio shows.
Oh,
and for
radio shows. Hello, Don and... oops, hold on.
We have a phone call.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Speak to us.
Okay. Listen, you got to be there, okay? We're going to take a call. If we're going to stop the flow of the show, you got to be there. Hello, Don and Mike show.
That sounds like the same sound. That's the same sound exactly.
Okay. Hold on just a moment. Perhaps. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how are you? I just want to give you your celebrity alert for the day. Miss Angelina Jolie. She is about 10 feet in front of me at the Capitol here.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yes, well, she is.
Could you yell anything? Could you yell anything at her?
Oh, I don't know. There's a lot of security around. What would you want me to say?
I love your bee-stung lips.
Would you say I'll tell you what. I'll wait till she walks by me and I'll tell her that.
Better ask her if she'd like to talk to Donna Mike on their radio show.
All right, I'll wait. She's talking to some press right now. So, wait a minute, hold on. No, she's still talking to the press. I thought she was going to walk by. She's still talking to the press.
Listen, if you want to be the roving reporter, you're just going to have to say, hey, I love your bee-stung lips. Just
right. Well, hey, guys, I'm going to be on her for the next 2 days. She's in town for the next 2 days. So,
All right, get out of here.
You should try to thump her lips.
Thump. I wouldn't mind.
My best to Mr. Boyd.
I think we've got... We've got you're not a fan.
Angelina,
you
Jolie.
Don't count. And
I love the crazy lady.
Now hold on, why doesn't he count?
Wait, because you know how he is about any of this. I mean, comedy takes place over everything.
It is sexuality.
Not, sexuality.
He won't think sexually.
Not on this show.
She's hot, but she's crazy.
Do you think she's hot?
Yes, her body when she was in Tomb Raider.
Okay.
It looked almost fanciful. Was
I find her to be. I think
crazy.
She's probably the most beautiful woman in the world.
But she's nuts.
I think you're out of
your
mind.
She is nuts, and she's got tattoos. You're
crazy. Hello.
I like
she's
both
the
of
only
things.
Way
Don
I
and
can
Mike.
Get the John Voight.
Hello.
Boys, I love you.
What?
Happy bird.
Hello.
You guys. Happy birthday, Ron.
Right.
Very nice.
Hey, that John Wayne movie, that was from the Cowboys.
The Cowboys.
We've seen what you can do with a boy.
Yeah.
How are you when they come a little bigger?
Ah, the Duke.
Get into bed. Hand in the underpants.
Oh,
yes.
Oh God.
Yeah. Hey, but Jay Leno. Hey, no jokes.
Yeah. I'm doing the jokes, Jay.
No jokes? Yeah. Hi, Mike.
Hi,
so, Jay. So I'm watching, as we all are, last night, both American Idol and 24.
Mm-hmm.
I think, are we all agreed that the dead men are Travis and Constantine?
I hate to say it, you know, because, you know, he's the local guy, but it seemed like he got panned worse than anybody last night, unfortunately.
A guy, Travis?
That's a shame. Yeah. What was the word from Sarah? Appalling.
Worse or equal than you would see in a theme park.
A theme park.
That's a new first low. That's great.
Wow. But, you know, with American Idol and with people voting, you never know exactly what's going to happen. You really don't know. Who was the other person that you thought was...
Constantine, but then...
Constantine seems to slither through.
See, here's the thing. You know what Double D said to me last night? She said... this is part of my wife's brand-new depressed personality, that she will now lower her standards to watch stupid television with me.
Good.
So we were watching American Idol, and I said, Constantine is a loser. And she said... No, I bet a lot of girls like him, and I bet a lot of girls think he's like Bono-like. So I don't know, maybe he's got a like.
But the other rocker, I don't think there's room for the two rocker type guys. And Bo is a legitimately talented guy, and I hope he goes, you know, I hope he does well.
And Double Constantine B. has got the ass chin. His chin really looks like a butt on.
Speaking of, now that you've shaved.
No, I have no chin.
And all of Rob's sideburns and everything, they're all now gone.
And he's, when are you going to get your hair cut?
I'm going to probably bring the clippers, let you have a swipe tomorrow.
Very good.
I have right now, the baby good looks of Wayne Newton.
The hair has been untouched?
Yeah,
right?
It has.
Okay. Very good.
You think you look like Wayne Newton?
Yeah. I mean, it's horrible. Ivan had been totally clean-shaven.
Well, if you go to Wayne Newton as a young man, as a boy.
You mean like when he was on the Lucy
That's
show?
What he's talking about. He's talking about, you're not talking about Wayne Newton.
No, when certainly he, not
when
now.
He, when he had the overalls on I Love
yeah,
Lucy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the Wayne Newton you're talking about.
Dear. Yeah, like I look like a 10-year-old Wayne Newton.
Oh,
handsome. There's a reason I've had facial hair for the past 5 years.
Back in the days when Wayne Newton, smacked of androgyny. Oh, we have a call.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
That movie is called The Cowboys that John Wayne was in.
Well, we just had somebody call and tell us.
Hey, ass. Ass.
Constantine Chin.
Hey, ass. Hello.
Yes, sir.
I'm speaking to an ass right now. What town does your mama live in?
She lives in Horville.
Very good.
And did she enjoy having sex with Satan?
We love you guys here in Sacramento, by the way.
Did your mom like having sex with Satan? Say
bye.
It. Well, hold on.
Oh.
No, we got...
Congratulations.
We got to call him back.
Get him, boys.
Oh, we got
selected
it.
Selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike exclusive listeners club.
It ain't that easy.
You are now a registered Don and Mike caller and are entitled to all the privileges that come with said title.
Joe?
Be sure to watch your mailbox for your registered Don and Mike caller sign, which is to be placed prominently in your front yard. You have been profiled, tagged, and you are now in
the book.
The book. Good day.
I said good day, sir. It's not that
good
easy.
Day.
Good day. Thank you, Dude Walker. It's not that easy. You just don't call and firebomb the show and then go, oh, that's it, I'm out.
No, you have not paid attention.
No. Area code 916. I wish I had written the number down, but I'm sure Joe is writing it down now to bring it in.
You're obviously listening to the show because we're talking about John Wayne at the beginning, but you somehow drifted off.
I was unable to write down his number. Because I have approximately half the country calling to tell us that movie is The Cowboy.
Joe.
Because they are not listening to the show.
Hold on a second.
God damn.
I can't even hear you, Doug.
We had just gotten that call about The Cowboys. Do you think it's the delay?
Yeah, you know, maybe that's...
Yeah, it might be the delay.
I hate to give the LBs out...
I know, but it's hard to tell. We need like a two-minute clock.
I hate to give the LBs out there any kind of a break. And, of course, I'm talking to you little brains out there.
LBs.
But the truth is that...
Wasn't LB Louis B. Mayer, too?
Yeah.
LB, will you walk me to my car?
Joni, we will part as friends.
We're now on because Infinity likes us so much. We are on an even longer leash, a nearly two-minute delay, meaning that by the time you hear what we've said, we've already moved on 2 minutes. You're listening in a time machine more than ever before.
I love it.
I would advise callers to anticipate what they think we're going to say and comment on that.
The two-minute delay, to me, is awesome.
Because every night at the end of the show, Mike says something to himself like, stay safe or drive safe tonight, Michael. And then
be safe, Michael.
You get to get down to your car and actually hear yourself say goodnight to yourself
on
the radio.
If I move extra quick. If I move extra double quick.
Right now, I'm actually home already.
It's fascinating.
But something that needs to be said is even though we have the primary 32 in the book right now, the appendix of the book has everyone in Sacramento in it already.
Yep.
All right. That's the way it should be.
It's just the Sacramento phone book.
Absolutely.
So listen, you LB.
And they're all in negative numbers.
Right.
You got away that time.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't get away again. You know why? Because I am one of you. I am an LB. I am a little brain.
We'll be watching you, Pilgrim.
But I want you to know something, you little brains out there. Yeah, better come strong to the microphone.
Yaha. I have to stand up to do my John Wayne impression. I'm going to wrestle Mia.
We've seen what you can do with a boy. How are you when they come a little bigger?
Got to hold your hands like this.
Yeah.
I'm going to wrestle Mia, pretty girl. Oh, wait a minute.
I kind of have those hands like a homo would. The way you're doing it here. Kind of an effeminate.
John Wayne did.
John Wayne.
I'm going to wrestle me a grizzly and kiss me a pretty girl, and I hope I don't get the two mixed up. Thank you. Phone call.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
I couldn't believe it when I saw it, but Constantine was actually on Eliminate this week.
Oh no. He's a reality pig.
You're kidding me.
Can you believe it? He was in school.
Oh, wow. See, he's a reality pig.
Yep.
Oh, God. Oh, God, that's awful.
Well, you want to know what's worse?
What?
He won.
He was... How could that be?
I don't know. I guess the girl was...
No. How come nobody's heard about this?
Anymore.
How come nobody's heard about this? When was he on?
Are you telling the truth? You have that kind of tone to your voice where you might be a prankster.
Are you positive?
On my DVR.
You've recorded it?
Well, I have it, yeah.
You must... Where are you from?
I'm just north of Baltimore.
Well, you must get that to us.
Yeah.
We must see that. Yeah. We must have empirical evidence.
That is like, now that's not damning evidence against American Idol, but it certainly is damning against Constantine.
Well, he's used goods. He's not a fresh face.
You know what he is?
In there.
You know what he is? He's like Robin Amber. Robin Amber.
Going on the Amazing Race.
You want to make the Amazing Race amazing? Have a boulder fall on Boston Rob.
Amen.
And I swear to God, I'll get everybody I know to watch the show. Because now I'm seeing the ads where they go, you love them on Survivor.
Yeah.
And it has the two of them lying to somebody. Mm. Where were they? He says, you can trust me. And he turns around and winks at the camera in that condescending way, like, hey, I'm Boston Rob.
I'm the experienced reality show loser. And I'm a loser.
And don't miss out on the other good story that's bubbling under here is someone actually TiVo'd Eliminate.
Yeah, in other news. Yeah, I don't trust that guy, Rob.
No. Don,
I hope
Mike.
You see that, but I don't trust him.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don.
Yes.
Had a couple of rumors on 24. I don't know if you were interested in.
Not really.
Rumors.
Not really, but no. Thank you, though.
I'm paying attention to rumors.
Thank you, Jack.
I really was interested.
In the rumors?
Yeah.
Rumors. I'll buy you
got me into that 24 again, and now anything about 24.
You're into rumors. I'll buy you the album. I'll get you the CD. It's only like $8 now. It's got a bunch of great songs. Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Right.
Dreams.
Yeah, it's true.
I want to tell you something. Rumors is one of the albums. If I never hear that album again, I will die happy.
It's a little toasty.
As far as I'm concerned, Fleetwood Mac could drive their Fleetwood Mac mobile. What are you doing, Mike?
Something.
What are you doing?
Wonderful you. Thank you.
Yuck.
Thank you very much. That was my...
I hate
I've done two impressions
Mac.
During this break. John Wayne and Christine McBee.
I hate them. I wish they just in their Partridge Family bus and just drive off a cliff. Seriously. Fleetwood Mac. And you know, I hope that best runs into the Doobie Brothers.
Oh.
Because every time I saw on Direct TV.
Oh, but I saw that. And you didn't like the concert they did at Wolf Trap?
No.
Oh, I thought it was great.
No, I didn't. I don't know why.
Except they didn't do Taking It to the Streets, which is my favorite Doobie Brothers song.
Are you sure? Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing. I didn't see it.
But weren't Long Train Running and China Grove about the greatest top 40 records for a DJ to play?
And Taking It to the Streets, I think, is a classic Michael McDonald Doobie Brothers song.
Yeah, you know, I know. Maybe that's why I thought they sucked, because I know
it would have been great if they had Michael McDonald.
If Michael McDonald was there, then you would have all phases of Doobie Brothers music, and then I guess I would have been happy.
Is that the original, in that Wolf Trap concert, is that the original bass player for the Doobie Brothers?
Yeah, the guy with the long hair?
Mm-hmm.
You mean, yeah, and I know that, who's the guy whose name, Skunk something?
Jeff Skunk Baxter, the original. He does not tour with them anymore.
Right, correct, Mundo.
In Clemson, South Carolina, it's Radio 156.
Oh, is this for rumors? Rumors.
Here's music from the Fleetwood Mac album, Rumors. It's called Dreams. At 8:27, we'll be with you in 3 minutes with the news.
Listening to Double D. Back in the days before she was Double D.
It's not Double D. That's Shelley Duvall from The Shining.
She does it again.
Yeah, let's hear one more time.
Okay.
Frida, before she was, before she knew me, back when she was happy.
This is Radio 156, Clemson, South Carolina.
College radio. My wife. Debbie Downer.
This music from Fleetwood Mac. It's called Rumors.
What's up, guys?
She said it's okay to play that, right?
Yeah.
She said that's okay.
We have a call.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Hello there.
I wanted to be the very first caller from your brand new affiliate in Dothan, Alabama.
Oh, that would be WTOT-FM.
TOT, that's right. It's an FM station, and guess what?
What?
Do you think you're going to be live or tape delay down here?
Well, are we? Are you listening to us right now?
On hold, I am. Yeah.
Oh, we're tape delayed?
Turn on the radio, so we're not on your radio station now?
I talked to a nice lady named Susanna at the station, and she said if they can figure out how to work the tape delay system or however they do it, they're going to have you on from 6 to 9 p.m. starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right. Hold on a second. Who's calling on the hotline? Hello?
Tell the birthday boy I said thank you.
Oh.
Tell the birthday boy.
She's, are you talking about him getting the tape out?
That's it. I'm 2 minutes behind.
Hold on there, Alabama. I thought you said it was all right to play that thing.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean I relish it. So I know that was Rob that...
It was our only copy of Rumors, Frida.
See, Frida is savvy enough to know the inner workings of the studio here to know who's responsible
I couldn't go back and find that tape that fast.
Yeah.
Think of it as a tribute.
Yeah. We've seen what you can do with a boy.
You know,
how are you when they come a little bigger?
It would die a nice, quiet death if not for the guy in the back of the room.
156, Clemson, South Carolina.
All right. It's 27 past 8 at WCCP in Clemson, South Carolina. My name's Frida, and I'm glad to have you with us this evening. I've got music from Fleetwood Mac for you. It's called Dreams from their Rumors album. You know, I wasn't a good DJ, but I was happy then.
Well, that's what I mentioned.
I mentioned the same thing, Frida.
All right. Love you, baby.
All right. I love you, too.
Okay.
Bye, Don.
There you go. So, a guy from Alabama, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here, Don.
Okay, thank you. We'll check on that with
what town in Alabama?
In Dorfman,
Alabama.
Network.
Dothan, I think you said.
Somewhere by Florida. That's all I know. I got something from Westwood One about that. Let's see. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike? Just calling.
Right back at you, Mike. You'll get my telegram tomorrow.
Thank you, Don.
I always send Mike telegram. Telegram when we get a real big clear.
Great.
Congratulations.
Great to be on in Southern Alabama again.
It's a pleat in your cape.
Wonderful job.
Send him a sprint relay.
You're on the air. Hello.
Yes, I was calling to say that verify the guy from Baltimore, Ashton, was on Eliminate.
Oh, Ashton was on Eliminate.
And I like that calling him that. Instead of Constantine, we're just going to... Are we all in agreement that we all want to see Ash Chin voted off first?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, he's got to go, although... I don't know. He might make it.
Is Ken Mack still on?
John and Mike.
Hello?
Buzz, you got to watch it sometime. Hello?
Hi, yes. Hi. I was calling. I had a suggestion.
Oh, we love listener suggestions.
Oh, the box is open.
Okay. Okay, well, you know how you...
Yeah, okay. Right. We'll just hang up on her. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sir? This is last night. I noticed you were, well, let's say more than slightly miffed. Oh, didn't you, Roger?
Yeah, yeah.
Any particular reason?
About 150,000 of them. I mean, that's how many bullets were zinging around my neighborhood growing up. Couldn't go outside. Couldn't go near a window. Lived on the floor, ate on the floor, slept on the floor, watched TV on the floor. See, I didn't learn how to walk till I was 10 years old. Spent most of my formative years nose to nose with the family beagle. You know, when I'm walking on a crime, I ain't thinking about the crime. I'm just thinking about that goddamn floor. It pisses me off.
The Don and Mike Show. Buddha Mouse loves the Don and Mike Show.
Yes, hey, iPod Shuffle, got them, and we'll be giving another one away. With $100, even though Beth Ann wants to give away $120, my prerogative, I like to be cruel. Cruel to be kind.
Nick Lowe.
Rockpile, or was that the... He was in a band before he was Nick Lowe. I think the band was Rockpile.
Was it?
I don't know. You can look it up, Buzz?
I will.
Use the deaf person phone. Yeah, and call me with the answer.
That'll be quicker.
Call me on that request.
Are you serious?
Line.
You want me to do that? All right.
With the answer.
Very good.
I don't know, Mike. This is a follow-up from yesterday. We're kitchen sinking now.
The sins. You've got the sins page again.
There's a DJ article about the seven deadly sins of a morning show. And I think what we'll do is just go through a couple of these real quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And then call the guy that wrote the article.
Okay.
and ask him what he would think about reading the article on the air.
Very good.
Because, ask him
if that would be a sin.
Is that a deadly sin?
Yeah, good question.
To read an article on your radio show.
Explaining how you do a radio show.
Right. Is that a deadly sin, to treat your audience with that much intelligence?
I think that's a fair question to him.
And I know intelligence with you LBs, it's kind of, you know.
But we're LBs, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. We went through kitchen sinking. And that's what we've determined we're best at.
Yes. Well, but the kitchen sinking was the only thought that I thought was particularly clear in that area.
That's one of the deadly sins where you just talk about so much that the listeners can't possibly comprehend what it is that you're saying.
And we are kitchen sinking always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's why I think why people like the show.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have not recycling bits. That's another sin. That's like where you say it's 7:15. And we're going to have hilarious answering machine. I'm reading exactly what the guy wrote.
Uh-huh.
We'll have hilarious answering machine messages we'll play for you, but first, the headlines.
Ah.
That's his way of breaking the sin of not recycling your listeners, of getting them to listen longer.
So he says to do that or not to do that?
No. That the sin,
he wants you to say, we've got some great answering machines coming up right after the news. That's what he wants us to do?
Yes, because the sin is that you don't recycle your listeners.
Well, we do that.
Okay,
do that to a certain extent.
Here's another one. Not preparing. I love it when the guys write stuff like this. Highly rated shows have one thing in common. Relentless preparation. They're mentally working 24/7.
That's you.
Whether it's watching TV, but Buzz...
No off switch.
Thank you, it is, but let me just continue here, because okay. He gets to be so jive. Whether it's watching TV, reading a magazine, running errands, attending a game, or dealing with a personal situation, almost everything we do is relevant at some level. Now, that I agree with. Right. For every 1 hour of radio show, there should be minimum 3 hours prep work.
Wow.
Come on.
What kind of monster talent out there needs 3 hours of prep? You know what counted for prep work for me today?
What?
I wrote down, well,
let's see.
My wife is depressed. I like 24.
So is he saying for it'd be 12 hours of preparation?
For an everyday show.
All right, yep. So you consider the 4 hours that you do the show, that's 16 hours.
So here are...
And you have to sleep for, what, 4 hours?
Here are three Please. Preparation rules that he advocates. Number one, this is for a morning show, the noon show. If the morning show is asked at 11:45 a.m. to come in and fill for an hour, will they have enough content that they could do it? So, like, if your morning show got off the air at 10 o'clock, could you call them back at 12:45 and say, do a show? Would they be ready to do a show?
Oh, this guy's a little Napoleon.
That's insane.
This guy's a little hung.
Hold on. You're not done till you're done. Some hosts aren't done for the day until tomorrow's show is completely mapped out and prepared. I've never seen hosts effectively do prep for a full show before they work. Morning guys, do your early morning prep the night before. Afternoon guys, always do it directly before the show. The hot list, keep an ongoing list of your hot stories, yes. Local and national.
Where is that list?
Then you have...
Oh, God.
I won't continue because we'll call the guy here. Uh-huh. Then you have sin number four is you don't have an identifiable personality. Sin number five is that you ignore the audience. Incidentally, I love doing that.
Well, we do that quite often.
What is he worried about here?
We're forced into it.
Everything the show does is for the audience. We entertain ourselves and love our jobs in the process, great. But what do the listeners think? Oh, screw the listeners. If they don't like it, they've changed the channel by now.
Uh-huh.
Like, they've got input into this show? I mean, don't get me wrong.
They do have input every day when you press that button.
I enjoy the phone calls.
Well, that's input.
Okay. You call it input, I call it phone calls.
Well, no, I'm just saying, I believe in flexibility, unlike this gentleman.
If the if the callers, we do like a 20-minute phone scan every day, should the callers prepare for 80 minutes every night?
Now, here's what the guy writes.
Probably, yes.
Here's what the guy writes that I agree with, but I don't agree with the way he writes it. The audience is the boss. Now, right. I agree with that in this respect, that if you don't listen, you know, we get fired.
Right.
But as far as the audience being the boss, like with what bit you like, or
here's an idea for you.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
We said for almost
screw
the
off.
Entire time we've been doing this show, the idea men are the ones that we shy away from.
Seven deadly sins, number six, not having enough balance. Radio shows have different goals. One way to achieve balance is to have balance among content and service. Think, when you're doing
for those
weather,
who serve,
when you're doing traffic and weather content, bring non-serious topics to the table at the same time.
We own that.
And then you have...
Don't
sin,
we, Buzz?
Sin
yes,
number seven.
So.
How you doing on that deaf call, incidentally?
Oh, I mean, you know, I'll call you and tell you what I've not found, if you'd like.
He couldn't find the rock climbers or whatever the hell it was.
All right, well, then call me up to tell me that.
All right, I will.
Call me up to tell me that. And then not being compelling. A big news story will likely be dealt with on top-ranked shows. That's just being local. However, just reading a headline doesn't cut it.
When you said call, but when you said the Buzz call him like that,
yeah.
I pictured Buzz giving you a response like Vincent does in Pulp Fiction. Please would be nice.
And then
you could give him Mr. Wolf speech.
Buzz, I'm Kurt because time is of the essence.
That's right.
Or whatever it is.
So
I know
pretty
that,
please. With sugar on top. Will you clean the effing car?
All right, so the guy that wrote this piece of crap article about radio for disc jockeys.
Well, he sounds like a taskmaster. He's talking about, 12 hours?
He's a tool. Well, we don't even have to bring up all this
16
stuff.
16 hours.
We don't have to bring up any of this stuff. The question for him is very simple. Would we be breaking, and he wrote this in a national radio newspaper, would we be breaking one of the seven deadly sins, or are we creating an eighth deadly sin by reading and ridiculing
that should be the main question.
His article? That should be our only question.
Reading, yes, we want to know if this is the eighth deadly sin, reading your article on our radio show.
So I'm going to call him now, but Rob, you're going to have to do that whole thing to get his permission. Hold on a second. His name is Ashton.
No, that's sorry. Constantine.
Yeah. Constantine.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Buzz.
Happy birthday, Rob.
Oh, thank you.
Working on that card. Be a little something in your envelope when you leave today. Haven't had a chance to get out to the ATM, though, Rob.
Yeah, let me see.
Well, Robin, with lunch being delivered tomorrow.
The guy's name is Keith Cunningham.
Okay, you have to put on hold over there.
Okay, all right.
Thanks.
And it's okay if he doesn't want to come on the air. You can just ask him the question.
Yes. Ask him the question.
Is it a deadly sin?
It's Rob Spiewak with the Don and Mike radio show. How are you? Good. Do you have a second to come on the air with Don and Mike?
There, you don't even have to.
We want to ask you about your Seven Deadly Sins article.
We're going to get our answer here.
Well, can I just ask you one question and we can be done? Okay, was it an eighth deadly sin if we read the article verbatim on the radio?
To tell them we did it.
No, we want your opinion.
To tell them we've done it already.
Yes, it's already been done. We want to know if we've sinned. No, we have not? God, oh, that's great. Thank you. It's my birthday. He said it's okay.
Bye, ass, Jim.
How jive did he sound as far as radio guys go? Did he sound like one of these guys?
Not really, but here's what I got from him, which was great. Rob, I'm on a conference call. You're going to have to call me back.
Of course, they're always busy.
And that, which was very much like, I'm going to have to forgive you if my car phone breaks up.
Right. So did he at least get the gag? Did he seem amused about reading?
No, he seemed an idiot.
He's a busy guy. Listen, I'm on a conference call. Very, very busy. I'm picking on talent.
Radio guy.
I said, is that a sin? No, I don't care.
No, I don't care. You go ahead here, Rob. Listen, hey.
You got to be
16 hours of prep.
Here's why program directors are so stupid. And ours is maybe the dumbest. This guy, Cameron Gray, he's a nice enough boy, okay?
He's, you know, as they go.
He's a glorified janitor. He's been
terrific, though.
I agree. He's a...
You know, he's just one of those guys.
He's a nice guy.
You like him. I actually like Cameron. So do you, and so do we all, but...
He's the boss. Yeah, but nobody takes him.
No.
Now I'm not going to be able to. See, don't do that.
Don't do what?
Don't do that. When I'm going to say something about him, don't say that he's a nice guy.
Okay, go ahead.
Now I'm going to have to bring it up later in the show.
Well, yes, I understand.
I'm going to have to isolate it a little bit.
I cracked the facade a little bit. I'm sorry that I pulled back the curtain a little bit.
He's
an ass.
No, he's not an ass. He's just a dumb guy.
Well, of course.
He's a dumb program.
What did I do? Now you're all upset with me. What did I do?
No, I'm not upset with you at all.
What did I do? What did I do?
I wanted to say something about him, and now I'm not going to be able to say it.
Because we've said he's a nice guy?
Yeah, I'll just wait a couple of minutes. What I'm saying, I don't mean it like I can't hear him. That's not the question that I want answered. So what I want written back to him is what? You, the man, where is Baruz?
I'll take a bit.
Bye then. Buzz, what'd she write to you?
She's...
Seacrest out. My call is over. If you could just write to, to him. Seacrest out. Thank you. You getting that, Buzz?
Yes.
You know what I found out with this system?
What?
This is where I was out. Okay. There we go.
All right, thank you.
I guess the way to do it...
Goodbye. Goodbye.
I guess the way to do it is you just say your last thing and then you hang up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but if you're polite, you stay on the phone with the deaf lady.
But it could go back and forth.
See, there are two buttons.
You guys said goodbye in between the two phone calls. You both said goodbye six times.
Yeah.
And that is a problem because...
What does it say on your screen, then?
The only way I know... I mean, it's live, so she sees what I'm typing as I'm typing it. I don't have to hit enter or anything like that. When you're through saying whatever you're going to say, there's a button you can push called GA for go ahead. There's another button called SK, and I don't know what that means.
Sick.
Wow.
I don't know.
So, but there is no button that says goodbye.
I had to deal with
sacred
this.
Cow. If you spelled cow with a K,
if you get
like crazy cow. Crazy cow,
like crazy glue.
You remember last April when I was rear-ended by a deaf lady on the Beltway?
Yeah.
I had to deal a lot with this then.
Oh, really? You did?
Yeah. I see fish.
And it was really bad because at one point we were very angry at each other.
Right.
And you had to, if you were using sarcasm or yelling, you'd still have to end with, go ahead. I did not slam on my brakes to make you hit me, go ahead. It's not convenient.
No, not easy.
We've seen what you can do with a boy.
Uh-huh.
How are you when they come a little bigger?
There you go.
Doing Mary out of convenience, that's really interesting.
That's
really interesting to me.
Why?
Well, why wouldn't we have a lot in common? That's the question. Why? Why not?
Like we're faking this?
Like, you know, but you can't live with somebody day to day. We're together all the time. First.
We're pulling out all the old Michael Jackson days. This is Michael Jackson with...
We're faking this?
With Lisa Marie.
You think we're faking being man and wife?
Like Diane Sawyer, yeah.
Yes, and remember that hard-hitting Diane Sawyer article?
Yeah.
I mean, the interview? I mean, it's just like... But do you shop together?
Yes.
I'm Diane Sawyer. I'm the luckiest speechwriter for Richard Nixon that's ever married a major Broadway and film director and coasted through life just being duh.
I got news for her. Honey, I do Charlie Gibson before I do you.
Oh, man.
I mean that.
Yeah. So
Diane
don't blame
Sawyer.
You. Yeah. Sure. But you remember, I remember being so mad because everybody wanted those tough questions asked. And she was like, why do you like the jacket so much?
Second thing, how can you fake that 24 hours a day with somebody, sleeping with somebody, waking up with somebody, having to...
How long were they married? Like 8 minutes?
Yeah.
Lisa Marie and Michael Jackson?
Charlie Gibson's on the phone for you.
Yeah. Hi, Don. How are you?
He's running around the house. I'm running around the house. You were in our house. We have a normal house. We have a nanny. We have a maid. And we walk around. And he's either in the studio. I'm in the kitchen. We're running around.
Does he walk around naked?
Yeah, I thought he was
touching himself like he did with these other boys?
I thought she was going to say that, you know.
Where's my hand?
Oh, and and his porno magazines that he had,
yeah,
that they took, Barely Legal and Playboy.
Those are the two?
Those are two of them, yeah.
Yeah, the two that made the papers.
Wait, wait, it doesn't count as a porno.
Brown, like normal, I know it's hard to believe people. You go shopping together, you... We go shopping, we go out to dinner, we argue sometimes. And
about what, may I say?
Touching kids, putting hands down their underoos.
Creep. Oh, you do, you argue. Well, that's it. From here, it appears he's a perfectly normal man. I'm Diane Sawyer.
Right.
Stay tuned for Barbara Walters.
All right, everybody, listen, you may want to get on the telephones. You may want to, because we may give away an iPod shuffle right after this.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right.
I'm going steady. And I French kiss.
So everybody does that.
Yeah, but Daddy says I'm the best at it.
It's the favorite radio program of Charlie M.
Charlie
the
M.
Don and Mike Show.
Charlie M.
I want to send this one out. Green-eyed lady. All the geniuses here.
Jesus.
Thanks, guys. Parts of the show have been a little chopped up today. I can't tell you why.
Huh.
Just, you know.
As I think every
worried about too much stuff. That
every
they
now and then,
don't have to worry about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every now and then, you maybe
just let it slide.
Chill out just a little.
Just
bit.
Listen. Never mind.
Don't you agree that just maybe once in a while?
No. Well, you know, everybody's in the CYA mode.
Yeah, I suppose. And you know, that's not their fault.
Including including the idiot program director.
I'm being far too nice today on the show. You're absolutely right. It's all their faults.
And I found a reason that I could talk about Cameron without saying what I was going to say before, which involves what we're not going to talk about on the radio, our problem with the being edited and stuff,
yeah, mm-hmm.
when they hit the delay button.
Right.
He is such a dope, our program director.
What did he do now?
This is something we've been doing for maybe a month.
Yeah.
Every hour we have to run a legal ID.
Yes.
A thing that says WJFK FM Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And they've had every disc jockey at the station, even like a slug like Bill O'Reilly, everybody has cut one of these things. And they're supposed to rotate throughout the day.
Right. Rotate!
What we did was we went in the computer and we made it so every time, every hour during our show,
uh-huh.
it's Joe.
Therein lies the comedy.
Yes. And as if to highlight it, uh-huh. every time we'd play it, I would play
Joe
this right. while the thing is running.
It's a joke.
So for a month now, 5 days a week,
mm-hmm.
every hour, four times a day,
right.
we've been running a thing that goes WJFK FM Washington.
Joe.
Joe. And right. it's supposed to be a rotating thing with all the disc jockeys. Cameron, I like calling him Mr. Detail.
Yes.
Today, just today,
uh-huh.
said, did I hear you play the thing with Joe twice in a row?
We've been doing it more than that.
Yeah. I said, you know, it's funny you should bring it up. We've been doing it for about a month to see how long it would take you to notice it. He said, please don't do that anymore.
The detailer.
So, hey, but the bottom line is we put the Joe one in there because it's the best.
Right.
So
thank you.
Right.
Bottom line.
Speaking of Joe, thank you, Robbie. And thank you, everybody in the other room, for really helping us. Helping us. They're really behind you around here.
Wow. Out of curiosity, we can't thing we can't talk about, when it was happening, did somebody let you know?
They gave me a note, but not a note that said we were being edited.
Oh.
That's all. You know, we used to have people on this show who never pushed the button.
Right.
When they should have. Now we got people who are just dying
trigger
to push
happy.
The button. Everybody's got a goddamn delay button here.
Sure.
And what we're saying, you're not even going to hear for 2 minutes.
Well, may I, to our listening audience, say that if the show sounded somewhat chopped and disjointed a little bit, Our sincere apologies.
We didn't know.
Yeah, right.
Didn't know that that was happening.
Correct, the Mundo. Now, the iPod that we're giving away.
The iPod Shuffle.
That's right. Oh, he's not dancing today. It's his birthday. Did you say that so he would dance?
No, I just spotlighted the fact that it was the iPod Shuffle.
He's doing his Kevin James Hitch dance.
Yeah.
We're going to call this Wrong is Right, Smart versus Stupid.
Wrong versus Right, Smart versus Stupid.
It's going to pit Joe against Rob. And we need callers now. And one caller will be rooting for Joe, and one caller will be rooting for Rob. I can't tell you why. I think this is a contest, though, with a 30... I'll give you a 60-second time limit that I think Joe has an equal chance in with Rob.
Okay?
A fair contest. Yes, a fair... Right, Buzz, a fair contest.
What have you done to level the playing field?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hold there.
This guy's got to be playing with Joe today.
Yeah. You want to play with Joe?
Yes, I'm going to play with Joe.
Is this Tom Gavin?
Hello there, guys.
Tom, what are you doing?
Didn't we just have you on yesterday, Tom?
Yeah.
Tom, is that a new voice that you just did?
Yes.
What was that voice?
It's Charlie.
No, Tom, the voice before that.
Hello?
Yeah, who is that voice?
This is Satan.
It's Satan. Hi, oh. Satan.
How are you doing now?
You better roar, Satan.
All right, Tom, we got to go. Have a good time making sex with Beth Ann.
Next Friday.
Friday's the day.
Next Friday's the day?
Yep.
All right. You enjoy yourself, Tom.
All right, Tommy.
All right.
There he is. Too busy to say goodbye.
And he is out. Yeah, he just hung up. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, speak to us.
Oh, yeah, I want to play the game.
Thank you. Now, would you like to play with either Rob or Joe, not knowing what the game is yet? Because one of the guys, and actually, you don't even have to do anything here. You the LB.
You're just picking a horse.
You simply, yeah, pick the horse. Who do you want to pick, Rob or Joe?
My man, Joe.
Your man, Joe.
There you go.
All right, hold on a second.
Love him.
Let's see.
Look.
Now, I want to say on this one, I'm going to cheat and not take a random caller.
Okay.
I'm going to make the person from Sacramento.
All right.
And trust that Rob plays his best.
Okay.
At this game. Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
Hello, this is Mark.
Okay.
I think Mark would have picked Rob.
Mark, you're going to have Rob playing for you here.
Very good.
All right, so hold on. We'll come back to you. Now, if Joe would join us in studio.
Always an exciting proposition.
This is maybe one of the simplest, dumbest DJ games, but good to get someone of a high intellect against someone of... Hi, how you doing, Miller? Hi, life. Hi, Joe.
How's it going today, Joe?
Just fine.
I think Joe will do good. The name of the game, maybe you've heard this, it's Wrong is Right, and it's very simple. If I said, Mike, name of the baseball team in Boston.
The Red Sox.
You would have to say a wrong answer.
Oh.
If I give you these questions, rapid fire,
all right,
in 60 seconds.
All right, now that I know what the game is, Tom.
How many could you get
wrong?
Wrong. See, I think you'd be very good at this.
All right, let me try it. You want to try it with me?
No, because okay. I've only got about 60 questions.
So it's the questions. So
I'm just explaining.
I didn't understand the game until you just did it to me.
See, I understood the game.
Well, I've never heard of the game before.
Neither have I.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you're so scary.
Wrong
smart,
is man. Right. And Mike, we might have enough questions left over that you can play as well.
Okay. Very good.
So Joe playing.
I think it's because I think esoterically.
Hey, how about that? It's a 25-cent word.
Guy on the phone, are you there? Are you Joe's guy?
Yep.
Okay. Now, what was your name again?
Will.
And Will, where are you from?
Fairfax.
All right, Will. Any words for Joe?
Good luck, my man.
All right, Joe, 10 seconds. I'll read this to you rapid fire. Buzz, please keep score.
All right.
Wrong is right. Remember, you must answer incorrectly. You ready, Joe?
Okay.
Here we go. What number comes after 6?
4.
What is your name?
Bob.
What color is the sky?
Green.
How many days in the week?
9.
Who does our news and comments?
Mike O'Mara.
What's the name of Mike's restaurant?
Beth Ann's.
What are the colors of the American flag?
Black, yellow, and purple.
What day is it?
Friday.
How many fingers on your right hand?
10.
What year is it?
2006.
Name of the dog in Lassie?
Snoopy.
Finish the movie title, Dumb and?
Smarter.
2 plus 2 equals? 9. The opposite of big?
Little.
We live on planet? You got that one wrong.
Yeah.
We live on planet
Mars.
Spell cat.
D-O-G.
Who's famous for saying you're fired? What does a cow say? Rob, I mean Joe.
Mark.
Joe, pardon me, you got to go rapid fire now.
Sorry, it was the first thing that came to mind.
Who hosts the Ellen Show?
Roseanne.
The opposite of full.
FTC, it gets you after
a while. Oh, wow.
After a while, it's
not
a reflex.
Bad.
After
not
a while,
bad.
It's a reflex.
How many did he get, Buzz?
He got 19 wrong answers, as he was supposed to get.
Out of how many?
Out of about 20. It looks like he only missed one.
Step up, Robbie.
20 or 21, Robbie.
Step up, Robbie.
Now, let's find a guy from Sacramento who's having Rob play for him as a surrogate. Hello?
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Sure hope I win.
Super.
Any words of wisdom for your man, Rob?
Rob? The force of Sacramento is with you.
Get bent.
Okay.
Here we go.
Happy
Let's
birthday, Rob.
60 seconds on the clock.
Go.
And
go.
Rob. Spell dog.
P-O-2.
What does a cow say?
Ah!
Joe's first name. Or, I'm sorry, Ardinger's first name.
Philip.
You wear these on your feet.
Ice cream.
A red octagonal. A red
wheel.
Yes. Okay, thank you. You say potato, I say
ice cream.
Day after Thursday
is today.
December 25th is
great.
The opposite of empty.
Blue.
Weekends here, have a can of
fish.
What's your name?
Sam.
The vegetable that makes fries.
Cannon Quillen.
Sound like a dog.
Nah.
The sport that Shaquille O'Neal plays.
Baseball.
First letter of the alphabet.
Q.
When it rains, it
is bad.
Our president's first name.
Sam.
Color of grass.
Red.
How many eggs in a dozen?
Four.
Color of snow.
Yellow.
Color of bananas.
Red.
Month after April.
October.
1 + 1 = 5. The opposite of when?
That is tough. That is tougher than I thought.
How did he do, Buzz?
He got 22 right in the time allotted with only one wrong.
Winner!
Wow, that means the Rob got it. I mean, they both did pretty well.
Yeah, but Rob's guy is the winner. Rob, the guy from Sacramento, is the big winner.
I'm so conflicted.
Rob, thank you so much.
Exactly how you're supposed to
I will
to
say,
feel.
In credit to Joe Ardinger, that I believe that Joe, in the spirit of the game, was playing the game more accurately.
Playing
because
it more
Joe
opposite.
Was actually trying to do the opposite. And
Rob, I mean, were you not when you were doing that?
Yeah, but I mean, any way you can do it, because after you get to that 20 mark, I could see it in Rob. You just start, your reflexes start to go, and you want to.
Your reflexes.
But at the beginning, your reflexes.
Your reflexes.
But Rob. Now, to give Rob more credit, Rob was going for several comedic answers.
Yes, yes, he's right.
Quinlan being one of them,
but
which
he,
was
he gave
good.
Ice cream more than once, but it's his birthday.
Right.
That is, and I don't know if that has anything to do with
and
it.
And, you know, I think that might be like a rule violation, that you couldn't just say the same thing for every question. Ice cream, ice cream, ice
See,
cream,
I
ice cream.
I was going to use that strategy when you said that.
Well, you can take,
so.
Buzz, you can take one away. Does he lose now?
No.
He's going to win.
What a shame.
Sacramento guy, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You won the iPod Shuffle. Download 120 of your favorite songs you never ever hear them the same way, plus $100 to go buy some iTunes. Thank you. Hold on a second.
Thank you.
Thanks, John, let me play it with you just real quick because I've got them in my head, okay?
Okay.
All right, ready?
Hold on.
What'd you have for dinner last night?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you have for lunch yesterday?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you do with your girlfriend after school today?
Rubber balls and liquor.
Winners. Winners all.
You're the funniest guy.
You too.
You are my funniest pal. You really are.
I just wanted to do this. What the hell do we laugh at that?
Because that is a funny joke.
Jesus Christ. Technically, we're middle-aged.
We are kitchen sinking all the way back to junior high. But who
we do a lot
cares?
Of things. We do a lot of things on this show. That brings water to my eyes, and I don't know why.
Rubber balls.
Rubber balls and liquor.
I know it makes no sense, but back in the day, that was a dirty joke.
And it still holds on. We have a phone call.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Yeah. See, that's it. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I think the guys care. The way you're supposed to play the game is you're not allowed to repeat them.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Happy.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I was just trying to win the iPod, but since I'm on.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well.
I'm sorry. Where's the Don and Mike show? Hello.
What's up, Don and Mike?
Hi.
How you doing?
Fair enough. Simple lawn.
I like that.
It's a clap.
Give a phone call.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, did Mike ever get that app lounger?
I'm right here.
Did you get that app?
I hung up on him.
Mike, you were asked that and you answered that earlier in the show.
And I put it together and I've used it and I'm scared of it.
Big stupid dummy.
I really love
Don and Mike.
Hey, welcome to Win or Really Lose and the Loser Really Win if it's the opposite game.
Okay, somebody's thinking too much.
Shut up, all of you. Okay, so that's the iPod giveaway for today.
I like that.
There you go.
I enjoyed that.
I hope no one had to hit the dump button during that.
Gee, I hope not.
I hope not.
Do we do anything technically? Was there any rules violation?
I hope not.
Was there any technicality that could F up the show?
I hope not, Mike.
We'll know once we're off the air. I'll know when I get into my car.
Right. Oh, God. And they wonder why I think the softball team here is an awful idea. And they wonder about this. You know, this. Let me just, this station, WJFK, this is like, this is, well, first off, it's our home.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
God bless it.
But it's just an awful stinkhole. It really is. Gulag.
Yes.
It's just, it's the Schindler's List of radio stations. It really is.
There have been gatherings of humans that we've worked with in the past that, shall we say, have been a little bit more cohesive than this current crop.
And every once in a while, you get a guy, it's a guy named Gary who works here at the station, who just...
There's a guy here named Gary?
We have a Gary that works here. See, there's
Gary.
The problem
this
right
is news
there.
To us. Well. There was a day, Don, seriously, you will corroborate this.
Yeah.
There was a day when you and I literally knew every single salesperson on the sales staff. At WAVA, we knew everybody that worked there. Everybody seemed to have their own little quirks. There were some
did.
We liked, some we didn't like.
Sure.
But we knew everybody.
Listen, they're like, it's Dave Matthews would say, they're ants marching. I mean,
it's
they're
amazing.
In, they're out.
I think Gary's the one who gave you that chair, Mike.
And I've never seen Gary.
Gary. Well, anyway.
He's never here.
No. Mike, you don't have the CBS.com account, do you?
No, well, I do, but I don't deal with it.
Well, consider yourself lucky. I look at it every once in a while to go through the 300 messages I haven't read.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's one that we all got in our CBS accounts.
Really?
And this is about WJFK, our radio station.
That's us.
Or as I like calling it, Morale 106.7.
The Morale Corral. Or don't stay too late at the party.
Yeah, anyway, this guy, and it's his fault, this guy Gary's fault, for thinking that this is the kind of thing that would work here. Hello, all. WJFK is now part of the Fairfax Adult Softball League.
Oh, dear.
This is a co-ed league open to both in-county and out-of-county residents. While we are able to have non-WJFK employees on the team, we will obviously give preference to employees. Here's what we need. If you're interested in playing, please reply to either Sean Dell or myself as soon as possible. You don't have to attend every game. We need to have 5 women on the playing list each week. We're searching for sponsors. What the hell is this? $740 just to get in this, whatever this league is?
Well, you have to pony it up?
Yeah, I guess everybody has to pay some money.
Station
pays. And then it says, we need a team name. This is an entry-level league, so don't be intimidated if you don't play well.
Mm-hmm.
Based on response, we may open up the team to spouses and friends. Let's have a little non-work fun. Sign up. No work talk allowed during this activity. Thanks, Gary.
Well, this is going to turn
everything
around.
What time are the games? Mike, who knows? Who knows?
The games will be during this show.
Who knows? Well, no, I mean, I think it might even be a weekend thing.
Really?
But my point is... Who around this station where you need a name tag to find out who's hired or fired this week? You know, this is just a bad idea at Morale 106.7.
Well, it's a bad idea because nothing has been done prior to this.
Right.
For any, you know, I remember back in the day, we had a group of people where somebody would drop a handkerchief on the floor and say, oh, that's an excuse for a party.
Okay, well, hold on. I'm going to call them up now.
And really, the main goal of people at this radio station is
trying to break it in.
When there's a get-together, is to get out of it.
Well, the great thing about this is we're trying to be put together by someone we don't even know.
And listen, I think the station functions fine.
Uh-huh.
the way that it is. You know?
Yeah. In its own twisted way.
No, you know, with no morale.
Sign C.C. Curmudgeon. Go away and leave me alone.
Hold on a second. Hold on. You tell me if I'm right or I'm wrong.
Yes.
A softball team where everybody gets together and doesn't talk about how much they hate working here.
I agree with you.
That's not a bad idea.
I agree.
That's not been tried and failed in the past.
It has failed. It's failed. Mm-hmm. You and I have organized it ourselves, and it has failed.
I'm trying this guy.
But I'm saying, what I'm saying is, before you jump right into this, you try to at least get people together. It doesn't happen here.
Yeah.
And it's not, I don't know why. It's just people go their own way here like I've never seen. Maybe it's the way of the whole business is nowadays.
No, I think it's just here.
You think it's just here?
I think it's the whole business.
Yeah. And the time. I mean, do you think the business just changed that way where people just kind of, everybody's changed.
Hello, Gary?
Not just radio.
Yeah.
Hello, is this Gary?
Yes.
Gary, can you pick up? It's Don and Mike. We're on the air right now. The guy's working at your radio station.
Yeah, I'm on my cell phone.
Yes, I know. Do you have a non-hands-free way of speaking?
1 second.
Yeah, I want to play ball with this guy.
Now, hold on. If he's the guy that gave me the chair, he scored some brownie points for me. But I seem to be being kind to everybody today.
Yeah,
I can't take it off hands-free right now, Dom.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, we're...
Gary, are you the guy that gave me my chair?
Yes, I am, Mike.
And we've never... have we ever met?
I've kept in the sales area.
He's kept in the sales area. Yeah. See, you know, and I want to bring that up, too.
Uh-huh. What's that, Mike?
The theory that, you know, that the people say about us, stay away.
That we're jerks, yeah.
You know, I want to see if that's still being the anthem that everybody gets.
Well, goddamn,
we've
got the office downstairs now.
And it hasn't changed the goddamn thing.
Not in front of all of our doors always open.
Right.
Gary?
I actually said hi to you guys at the Christmas party, but one of you wasn't in a great mood at the time, so I kind of avoided you.
Well, that would have been both of us, Gary.
Okay.
Hey,
by
Gary.
The way, you got a great place there, Mike.
Thank you, Gary.
Hey, Gary. Listen, dude, I don't want to be the negative one here, because I'm always the negative one, but have you not noticed that this is a real downer rate? I mean, I sound like my wife now. Have you not noticed, though, that this is a real armpit of a radio station, and most people that work here are either working out their contracts or biding time until the next big job comes?
Or terrified about losing their job.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Have you not noticed that?
I've seen a lack of kind of interpersonal activity.
Yes. And right. Have you noticed that it starts at the top with the new Fuhrer? That he seems to be the one that's squashing any chance of happiness around here? Michael Todd Hughes?
I've got no comments on that.
Yeah, that's a smart move.
Okay, here's the thing. Dude, if you even started this halfway through the season, half the salespeople would be fired anyway. I mean, that seriously.
Gary, how is the interest so far?
I would say it's a bit below what was hoped for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to WJFK.
Gary, that's all I wanted to say was just good idea, maybe in another place. You know, maybe it's got to be like Poltergeist. I think really that this radio station is built on some type of ancient burial ground.
When they walk in the building after like 2 days or so, they become emotionally poisoned.
Yes, Carol Ann, come out of the television.
It's like Pet Cemetery. And while we're unhappy, we do have the ability to reanimate the corpses.
But listen, here's the thing. You want to get station... Why do you want to do this, Gary? First, that's I think, a fair question. Why would you want to get a WJFK softball team together?
Well, you know, Don, I've worked at other places where we've participated in stuff outside of work, and it's ended up having a positive effect in the work environment.
Well, we've tried it before you got here. With
Gary,
many different people. I don't mean we've tried it, but I mean...
Yeah, it's been tried.
This crap never works here, dude.
I mean, you know, when we have, like, ratings parties or anything like that, or if somebody's going away or anything, it just doesn't seem... It seems to be kind of flat.
Look at the success history of the WJFK Summer Picnic.
Ah, that's correct. Mm-hmm. Yes. How many years ago was that, Rob?
That was like 12 years ago. We've never been revisited.
We've not been doing it for 12 years.
Yeah. And we had a softball team. Back in the day, there was a station softball team.
Cheese log softball.
There was.
Cheese log.
Listen, this is just a bad idea, Gary. You'll just end up being embarrassed.
Well, you know, it just seems that a lot of the folks that have been around for a while.
Listen, Gary, it's very. Listen.
Complaints. Listen. Of nobody ever doing anything like this.
It's mm-hmm. very cute.
Instead of just listening, I figured I'd give it a shot.
Gary, you know, you seem like a nice guy, and I know your heart's in the right place.
Yeah. It's very cute when someone tries to care.
I know.
But frankly.
But Gary, really, and Don brought up a point, and I'm not trying to slam you here, Gary, but the fact is. You know, you ought to swing by once in a while. I mean, you're never here. We've never seen you.
I don't know who you are.
We got to know who you are because you gave me this phenomenal chair that I sit in every day. We'd like to see you again.
I'll be sure and stop by sometime.
I think that's Mike speaking.
And maybe...
Oh, yeah. Don doesn't feel that way. But we do have our office on the main floor.
Yes, yeah. And our door is open.
That's maybe right. Organize something that isn't team-oriented, like a risk tournament.
You know, I tell you what, if you sent out an email to everybody that works...
Shut up, Mr. Birthday Boy.
Something where we can oppose each other.
A game of ice cream.
If you put out a form letter saying to everybody, we're going to get together and have a big bitch session about the radio station, and we're all going to meet at a bar, I guarantee you would get 1,000% of people attending, and you'd have some real camaraderie.
We ought to bring back the idea that I had like 10 years ago. Drunk Friday.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
That means everybody drinks on Friday.
That's right. But nobody wants to put on a baseball uniform. Baseball uniform is a big WJFK on it.
What it is too much effort.
Casual Drunk Friday.
Casual mm-hmm. Drunk Friday.
Right.
People come in and everybody gets there and then people walk in. We ought to make this radio station ought to be like New Orleans, Louisiana on every Friday.
People just don't care here.
Yeah.
Because people have been beaten into submission.
Yeah.
How long have you worked here, Gary?
I started actually a year ago this March.
A year ago this month. And we've never seen you.
We've never seen you. Are you always on the road, Gary?
I try to be, Mike.
What, Gary?
I try to be.
Tries to be. Drumming up business.
Well,
that's where the money is.
I try to be on the road.
It's what they do. Pound on the pavement.
All right, Gary. Well, listen, I was just trying to find a nice way to bring you down easy on this baseball idea.
Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, oh, and you have our full support.
Our full 100% support. See you at the picnic.
Put us on the roster, guys.
Yeah, put us on the roster.
Yeah. We'll be on the roster.
And put Rob on the roster, too.
But remember, I'm pitching.
I know Riley.
I'm pitching.
How you like that?
Yeah. If you just had to get deleted there, how you like that, smart guy? Okay.
I'm serious.
I'm serious.
It's been that kind of day, Gary.
Right. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I was just in the office, and I almost walked up to you and told you that the show, when I was listening to it, was all topped up. So I'm sorry you didn't find out.
The show was what?
He chopped up. He wanted to give you a heads up on editing.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks,
okay.
Gary.
Thank you.
Just hung up on your dumb ass. Your dumb
now, hey. Now, he's okay.
He means well. Read the email. I'm tired of hearing you say people mean well.
I'm in that kind of mood today.
I'm in that kind of mood.
I know you are.
Screw him. You want to do something?
See?
Make your freaking number, okay? That's what you got to do. Go out and sell commercials. I don't care if you can shag fly balls.
I can't keep up with you.
The answer
is
I
can't keep track of you. I don't know where you're going. I don't know what direction you're in. You're kitchen sinking again. You're doing it to me.
Listen, here's the thing. I want to associate with the people around the station who know how to get it done. Let me think. That's, well, only the people involved on this show.
Do you know what would help?
I'm kidding, of course. Everybody gets it done around here. But this has never been like Cheers. You know what I mean? This radio station has never been one of those where everybody knows your name.
No, it really hasn't.
No.
It was much better. There was a day. There's an ingredient missing. I will not elaborate any further.
What?
There's an ingredient missing.
I don't know what you're talking about. It can't be Ken Stevens.
No.
I know what the ingredient is.
Rob knows what I'm talking about.
I don't know what.
John Pop.
That's it.
We could bring John Pop back.
That was the glue that held everything. No,
have you ever known anyone more universal?
Buzz might know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think so.
Buzz might have. But,
oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah,
if Buzz knew what I was talking about, have you forgotten what happened to you?
What?
Seriously? It used to be a little bit more fun around here.
What do you mean? You mean what? People drinking?
No.
People having sex?
I'm not going to explain it until you figure it out.
Buzz, do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, not exactly.
Yes, you do.
Write it down if you think.
Write it down. You had it a minute ago.
Well, no.
Don't bail on me, Buzz Burbank.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Buzz, you said you did. So what was it you thought you understood?
Well, I was agreeing with you
Buzz?
I was agreeing with you when you said that John Pop was a catalyst. I believe that he was good for the fun atmosphere.
We don't have any party people here.
Right.
They don't exist. And at a good party, what makes a good party?
Hold on.
Thank you, Rob Spiewak.
What, Mike?
Rob wrote it down.
What is it? Please tell me. Oh, better looking chicks.
Absolutely.
Oh. Okay, I'm with you.
Yes.
How does John Pop figure
always, out? Always. That was a joke.
I see.
That was Mike's joke.
Is that what confused you, Buzz?
Yes, bluff answer on Hollywood
Squares. Well, it was Rob's joke, and I went along with it, but Rob kind of understood where I was going the whole night.
Mike, it was no joke.
Hold on a second, though. I mean, if I'm going to be honest, in the history of this radio station...
Mm-hmm.
There never has been.
We've always had calendar girls working here.
Not always.
I disagree.
Not always. And not at the very beginning.
Yeah. Right. I think that ladies now are as beautiful as they have been in this station the entire 14 years I've worked
here.
There are
plenty of handsome women here.
And I think there's going to be one hottie who may even maybe come back someday. Better. With a better knee.
I thought it was a hip.
Or a hip, whatever. Strength of 10 men.
I can't put my finger on what's happened here. But it's just not fun.
I know one place you wouldn't want to put your finger.
If you did, you wouldn't get your finger back.
It's never been great here.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, brother.
Hi there.
The missing ingredient to the WJFK camaraderie is some weed. Y'all got to hang out and blaze together.
Weed.
Okay. He raises an interesting point.
Well, WJFK is like a souffle, and when one ingredient is taken away...
I have a question for you. In the old days...
When you have an ensemble show...
Mm-hmm. In the old days...
It's a lot of fun.
When we'd go out to these things, why were we more interested in it? Why did we want to participate? Was it because we had more characters here? We had more people here that were just... involved mm-hmm. for some reason, and we talked about this. We moved our offices down to the main level to prevent this from happening, and nothing has changed.
We had animated guys like Jeff and Dennis Reese, and you know, as far as guys that were interesting, we also had different females.
Well, I don't think it's the ugly chick phenomenon.
I didn't say it was.
I think it's the phenomenon, perhaps, that they've taken some.
I think there's several ingredients.
They've taken some of the personality, and mm-hmm. These guys may have been a problem out on the street selling for the radio station. Yeah. Someone unbalanced like Jeff Schrinsky.
That's fine.
But Jeff Schrinsky was fantastic.
It seems to me when you get somebody with a personality that's fun,
uh-huh.
they leave.
Yeah.
Or like Clementine Tran.
Or their spirit is crushed.
Right.
Stephen Gold.
I don't know whether she left, whether she was asked to leave, what her reasons were, but she was somebody who everybody enjoyed having around. And you know what? And those people go quicker than they stay.
And then there's the people that keep coming back, like Andy Rice.
Thank God he's back.
I just don't want to be associated with it. I just don't want... I mean, I tell you what, put on a radio station.
You know, you say that, but if it changed, you might not want to all the time, but you'd certainly come along for the ride more often than not, like you used to. You never liked being associated with it, but you'd hang.
I'm jaded.
I know.
I don't know.
And I'm talking a good game here, but I'm thinking I'm probably feeling the same way you do.
Right.
You know what? Maybe it's because we're all getting older.
Oh, God, don't.
No, I hate to say that.
That ain't it. Shut up. Just because it's your birthday.
I don't mean it like that.
No, it's not because we're getting older.
Did you understand the better-looking chicks comment that I was trying to go for initially?
Initially, no. No,
Jesus,
I didn't.
That worries me.
Sorry.
The horn doggy of horn doggies.
You threw me off the trail with John Pop.
He was making a joke!
That was his bluff answer.
Getting older.
Don and Mike. Hello. Yep. Hello.
Sam Malone, I'd love to play on the softball team.
Good, you're in.
Oh, shut up, yeah.
Send $740
Hello.
To Gary.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys, I think they're editing you guys again.
Why?
I don't know. It's all choppy. It sounds like you guys are talking underwater.
Oh, that's like a technical problem with your station.
out of here.
It's his brain. It's that water is on your brain.
Hello, Don and Mike.
He's at the bottom.
Hey, that G-Man is your missing ingredient on the radio. WKFK.
That was the G-Man.
Okay, get that out
actually
of here.
You might trace that back to when it all fell apart.
Get out of here.
Ah, red jacket.
Yeah, yes, sir. I'm fun. I'm a fun guy.
Oh, and listen, don't think it don't get back to me.
Alcohol, the devil's nectar.
I got a letter from somebody here at the station saying that they listen to G. Gordon Liddy, and that... what was the quote? Somebody wrote a very nice letter about my dog, Rudy, saying that Liddy, here was his comment. A Washington, D.C. radio personality backed over his dog. He should have been paying more attention.
Wow.
Right, okay.
That was his little judgment? Fast little judgment?
Yeah, way to go. Wait, ow! Gosh, Gordon, that hurt. Ouch, that hurts.
Oh, this man. Coming from someone who says to properly train a dog, you must bite the dog.
P.S. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How's Francis doing?
That'll make you evacuate in plastic.
How's that wife that you picked because she could make you nice, big, strong, Aryan Nazis? How's she doing? Oh, that's right. She threw your ass out of the house.
Because he didn't watch where he was going.
Mr. Tough Guy.
I needed to find a woman with a...
He just redeemed himself.
He sure as hell did.
A strong woman.
He did it in a real sneaky way. I like that.
A strong woman with mathematical prowess.
Why do you remember everything that he ever said?
Because he's a smart man.
It's in his book. Can I just tie this all in a bow, though?
Yeah, good luck.
You remember when
kitchen sinking.
Remember when it was our idea to bring the office down to the main level to have more interaction? That has not happened. It doesn't exist.
My guy said it before, and I really mean it. Starts at the top.
Yeah.
You know why this place is...
Yeah, you're right. You know
why this place sucks?
You're right. You're right.
Right.
That's
now,
right.
His name is Fag Glasses.
Mm-hmm. The reason it works in the Bay. You know, you're absolutely right.
Fag Glasses here.
That is the reason it works. I go back. I hate to give him credit. We always talk about him like he's some kind of god.
Who, the jackal?
Alan Goodman.
Oh, Goodman.
That's why it works, because Alan Goodman got that going.
Right.
He'd make people do that.
It has
and
a
that's
lot to do with it. Yeah.
You know, and it's not a bad way to run.
Well, listen, I don't care about station morale other than our show and Ron and Fuzz. I don't listen to the station. No, I listen to the Junkies. Here's the thing. I can't have any morale about WJFK when you screw up the whole lineup to put stupid Bill O'Reilly on in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And you don't even acknowledge the audience. You still run promos that say, WJFK, Stern, Donna Mike, Junkies, Ron and Fez.
And something in the middle of the day that takes up a lot of time.
Oh, come on.
You're fading.
No wonder. Morale around here is, oh, come on. I'd love to play softball. I'd love to play softball with all the people that I don't know here. That would be super. Can we do it this weekend?
Yeah, it would literally be like playing softball with strangers.
No!
Yeah,
of course it would.
There have to be several get-togethers where people make fools of themselves before we could ever do that.
Right.
Yeah, otherwise it just don't work. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Hey.
Hey, what?
I just wanted to tell you guys that you are completely right. It is the unattractive woman. I work in a laboratory, and it does not get any worse than that.
I don't think I'm right. I actually, that was my initial idea. I think
you are right. You are 100% right.
No, I don't think so. I think I'm probably in a great deal of trouble now. See, here I came in with this idea of being nice to everybody today, and now I'm screwed.
Good luck walking the halls. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What you do? Go to Rotterdam, then you go to Amsterdam, then you go down the road to my city.
Uh-huh.
That's right. It's a little place called...
I don't give a damn.
The Don and Mike Show. They occasionally breathe the rarefied air of buzzdom.
Cushion.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You what?
What I'm doing is going into the cushion and coming back up. Thank you.
What? Oh, I understand.
Oh, yeah.
I can't... Don't want to get delayed.
You're doing what I did at the car wash.
Yes.
You can still say farts.
That was tight.
Thank you, Mike.
That was no accident. I'm a little shaken up. I just had a fist fight with Madonna.
Really?
She's tough.
I just had a bitch slap fight with Beth Ann.
Oh, really?
Did you win or lose your fight?
Madonna?
Yeah.
Like I'm going to win that fight? I'll never win that fight.
Beth Ann's laying bloody on the floor of the other room.
Oh, dear, oh, really?
Put me on the contender.
Yeah.
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 We just had a discussion about, you know, what gets deleted out and what doesn't get deleted out. So that the show would make sense to you, the home consumer.
Yes.
And if something is being deleted out, for instance, if we're having a deaf telephone system call us.
Uh-huh. Right.
And whenever the guy speaks from the deaf service, if that is deleted out and the audience doesn't hear it, it would be nice if somebody back there would tell me that you're doing it.
Amen.
So that me and Mike just don't keep doing the show. You know, and that keeps getting deleted.
Yeah, it's frustrating, when you get that after the fact.
Yes.
Very difficult.
Always has been.
Very superlatively difficult.
And anyway, the baseball team is a go.
The softball team?
No, of course not. It's not a go.
I was talking to Madonna after she picked me up, after she knocked me down.
Uh-huh.
And it was, it was a nice conversation. Started out with her saying, like, you look better after 15 years. So, I mean, it went from there. you know how Madonna is, especially with me, gets right to the crux of it. But, we kind of agreed with your theory that it filters down from the top. And I think that's true. I believe people socialize at work only when they're forced to by the boss.
And I just
it should be.
Yeah.
It's more fun that way.
Yes.
I'd love the chance. I would play softball if I could pitch. And Michael Hughes, why was it bad?
Well, we'll see if we can have that arranged.
Wow.
Let's see if we can arrange it.
Might be a few wild pitches that day.
Yes, sir. Chin music. As they say in the
B.O.C.
Great American Pastime.
B.O.C. Mrs. Hughes, take your bass. Every time.
That's going to leave a mark.
Take your bass.
Bingo.
Okay, two things about celebrities. First, who doesn't love them? They're fascinating.
Oh, yeah. I can't get enough of them.
I love talking about them.
Good. They do things just like we do.
I love all this Walter Cronkite stuff. I mentioned this a few days ago. He's on Wolf Blitzer yesterday.
Right.
And just cuts Dan Rather a new one.
Really?
Again, the quotes are, hold on.
That's amazing.
Let me give you the quotes.
Yes,
Walter Cronkite's quotes. Let me see.
You just don't think of Walter Cronkite trash talking something.
First, he says that Bob Schieffer should have gotten the job back when Dan Rather pushed him out. He says, I'm quoting Walter Cronkite now, he is, to my mind, he's talking about Bob Schieffer, the man who, quite frankly, although Dan did a fine job, I would have liked to have seen him there a long time ago. He would have given the others a real run for their money. Dan Rather was perennially in third place behind Brokaw and Jennings. That's certainly true. And it's a tribute to him that CBS held on to him so long under those circumstances.
Wow.
Hold on, here's more. Wolf Blitzer says, so you would have been happier if Bob Schieffer had replaced Dan Rather a while ago. And then Walter Cronkite says, well, I would have thought so, certainly. If not Bob, somebody else.
Yeah. Wow. Because Dan Rather, I mean, it's pretty well documented that Dan Rather kind of moved Walter out maybe a little sooner than he wanted to go.
And then the last thing that Walter Cronkite said, I mean, he goes through a whole bunch of stuff saying that, you know, that you wouldn't expect from Walter Cronkite.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, they say, Wolf Blitzer asks him who he wants to see replace Dan Rather full time.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know, they're talking about getting a team of four people, other stuff. Walter Cronkite says, whoever they find, it's going to be tough, but not to follow Dan Rather. It's going to be tough for them to follow Bob Schieffer.
Wow.
So Walter Cronkite will not give it up.
You know, there's something about Bob Schieffer. We had Bob Schieffer on the show.
Right before the election when he was the master debater.
I thought that Bob Schieffer did the most credible job during the debates.
And on this show.
And if you do, you know, if it does fall into that America's grandfather kind of thing, Bob Schieffer, I think he's going to be good. Smart.
I don't know. It's just funny to see Walter Cronkite bitching after all these years. I mean, you know, we would have understood it if he would have bitched 25 years ago when they pushed him out originally, right?
That's strange. That is an absolute surprise. Very good. Big curveball.
Then I also have a picture that we're going to put at donandmikewebsite.com under the daily log.
Okay.
It's a picture of Martha Stewart returning to work yesterday. Now, say what you will about her. She lost a lot of weight in prison.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at this picture where she's speaking to a bunch of employees.
Right.
And my question is, where's the leg bracelet?
Oh, you don't, you can see her legs, but you can't see the ankle bracelet?
It's a picture from yesterday.
Right.
There's no, we'll put this on our website. There's no ankle bracelet. And furthermore, now I know I'm really being paranoid here, and I will pass the picture on to Mike, and you look at our website tonight and you decide.
Okay.
Behind her is one of her handlers, who has been with Martha Stewart throughout this process of her getting in jail, getting out of jail.
Okay.
Woman looks a lot like Martha Stewart. She is to Martha Stewart's left. I don't know if they're doing a bait and switch, if the other one is wearing the thing. Mike, do you see Martha Stewart there?
Absolutely.
And you don't see an ankle bracelet, do you?
No, there is not an ankle bracelet.
Now, look directly to Martha Stewart's left, to your right. Do you see the woman behind her?
Who looks amazingly like a slightly younger Martha Stewart.
Now, who's to say that they wouldn't slip that thing, slip the ankle thing on her? Because obviously,
I will also say the weight loss, not that big a deal. She's lost weight, but it didn't help.
But there's nothing on her ankles.
She's supposed to be wearing an ankle bracelet.
So obviously, she's got a way to take the thing off. Who's to say that they're not putting it on the body double, or the woman who kind of looks like
when we had the initial news story. She is required to wear that all times.
Yes, yes.
During her probation.
They locked that on at the police station or at the prison when they let her out. So unless it's she lost weight and slipped it off.
Could it be a little larger?
I don't know.
Be up there maybe in garter territory?
That's
hot.
Could pass that back for a second. Hold on. Let me just, you know what? No, it couldn't because that skirt actually goes above the knee.
That hemline is just above the knee. She's wearing one of those sensible business dresses.
We'll put the picture on DonnaMikeWebsite.com, and you tell us.
Hey, in this area, we should be able to get somebody that would be able to enlighten us as to that with the seat of law enforcement in America.
Because I think we all envision that thing almost like the, what's that thing that I got for my dog? Oh, the invisible fence.
It's an invisible fence collar.
I've seen a picture of the ankle bracelet that's supposed to go on.
Yeah, and it looks like a big, heavy plastic bracelet.
You'd see it if she had it on.
She got a standing ovation. It's nice to be back, blah, 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 blah.
Okay. It's so nice to be back at my company, which is losing money still.
Yes.
Hold on a second. I think probably this is why all these phones are ringing. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, basically, she doesn't have that ankle bracelet until, like, next week or something. You guys are talking about Martha Stewart.
Did we miss that?
Why doesn't she have to wear the bracelet now?
I don't know. It's just like something.
Thank you. Thank you, though.
Thank you, then.
Next week.
Hello there. Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Hi, Don.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. I heard on Entertainment Tonight she doesn't get fitted for it till today.
You know, it seems to me fitted for it. What is it, a couture?
What is this? Hello, Don and Mike show.
I was calling to let you know, Martha does not have to wear her ankle bracelet when she leaves her house.
What? Well, then how are they going to keep track of her?
Well, because she gets a certain amount of hours. They keep track of her by the hours she leaves the house.
But she still has to wear the bracelet.
It's supposed to be house arrest. And I thought the deal was, and I understand what you're saying, she gets to leave for 48 hours a week.
That's true.
But it ain't like she could leave and just say, okay, I'm going for 48 hours. I'll be back.
Still has to wear the bracelet.
They got to know where she is.
Exactly. And before she's able to go, because it has to be for work or just personal gain or something like that, before she can leave, she's able to take it off because she's sworn she will not allow herself to be photographed with the bracelet.
Let me just say, that's not fair.
That is totally not fair. I thought if you were a prisoner.
That's like the scarlet letter that she has to wear.
Well, what's to keep her from getting in a station wagon and heading to Tijuana?
Hello.
Like she always does.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
I love you guys. I absolutely love you guys. You keep me going every day.
Thank you.
I wanted to tell you, though, on the news, they were talking about that it takes 2 weeks for them, 10 days, for them to put the to get the ankle bracelet on her because they have to do something where they set. I don't remember exactly what it was, but set it so they know what her daily patterns are and the way it goes out from the house. Ed Norris here in Baltimore, who was police chief and then was a federal prison, had the same thing.
I have a question for you. Does that mean that she is being shadowed by law enforcement now?
I don't know that she's being shadowed by law enforcement as much as the press, but I do know that she doesn't start her quote-unquote probation until it goes on her.
Wow. Okay, so, thank you, honey. Thank you.
What about the really bad guy?
It don't make sense, Mike. It just don't make sense.
Do you think they make that kind of an exception for the really, say, the rapist that gets out of prison and we're going to see what your patterns are. If you go down to the local pool hall.
I'm sure when your local rapist gets out of prison, he has a press conference too and holds up lemons.
Yeah, really.
Turn these into lemonade.
I know.
The Pope is not dead yet, okay? And I know he could be dead at any time. I love this website, popbitch.com.
Oh, yes.
We have a link. Oh, hold on a second. Here's a... Oh, now. Wow. The guy who's worn the bracelet.
Oh, good. Very good.
Good. Johnny.
Yes.
Johnny, you've worn one of these bracelets?
Yes, you don't wear them when you come out of prison. You actually wear them once you go to your probation officer.
Oh, so you get it when you go to your first meeting with your probation officer?
So hold on, you mean you...
Not surprised he's worn a bracelet.
The delay, that bastard. Was the finger guy, was Mike's finger guy.
That's why
we have to have the delay, not for the other stuff. That's why we have to have the delay.
They probably didn't hit it for that.
But I did, Mike. Yeah.
It still doesn't explain why she's traveling with a body double, an eerily similar body double.
Yeah, and that is a remarkably similar looking. But you know what? I think really if you were closer to that, it seems to me that that body double might be a much younger looking woman.
But from a distance, Mike?
She got that from Saddam Hussein.
As Bette Midler sang, from a distance. Well, here's another bracelet wearer. Adam, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'm just letting you guys know that it's impossible for her to take that off, because if she was to cut that off, and there's a little tracking box in your house next to your phone. Mm-hmm. If you go without a certain range, out of that range, it goes off at the detection station, and they'll know you're out of range, and they'll automatically send
her
off.
Well, her range is from Connecticut to New York City.
It's like everywhere. It's like 200 miles or something.
What if you cut your phone line?
Can
you have that kind of range going?
Well, yeah, I want somebody else. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, dear. We're doing great.
Hi.
The ankle bracelet, the clunky one that you see on TV, I really don't think that's going to be the one she's going to get. They've come a long way, and they're much smaller, and they're actually done with GPS now. So I think they just probably have a standard picture they're showing, but even like juvenile delinquents have nicer ones than that today.
Oh, so she'll get something that looks like the Lance Armstrong bracelet?
Something with rhinestones?
Yes.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
You know, we haven't gotten any real information.
I think she should use the tracking suppository. That's just me.
Oh, but what they do to you if you go out of range.
Yeah,
nobody should suffer like that.
John Law on the phone. It's a cop. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Don. How are you?
Don Mike's show. Hi, Brian. Where are you a cop?
Excuse me?
Where are you a cop, sir?
Baltimore City.
Beautiful.
Do you know anything about these ankle bracelets?
Well, a little bit. The parole and probation, they come after the house. They're the ones who do the ankle bracelet, not the jail.
They put it on.
So whenever they decide to come out, that's whatever their schedule is.
Yeah.
And that's up to the court.
Are you in the car now, son?
No, I'm not. I'm off duty.
Would you think that, would she have a grace period where she'd be able to run around after she got out of jail? What's the point? I thought the point is that they keep track of you once you leave jail.
When she gets that bracelet on, it don't come off.
What before the bracelet?
But until
what's
then,
what's this grace period of 5 days? Any felon could fly the country.
What's the problem? You go out, you live life for 5 days.
I don't get it.
The problem is, any real criminal, or should I say, the ones they want to put it on, don't have them on the same day they're released. But she's Martha Stewart, so you can read all that you can want to.
So a hardened criminal wouldn't get the 5 days grace. Is that what you're saying? Good talking to you.
Thank you, Dennis Franz. Check again from Baltimore.
It doesn't make sense.
No, okay. Well, I don't want to keep talking about it.
I'll tell you, I want to find her.
She's not wearing it. That's all I can say.
She's evil.
Christ, all the rest will wait. All the rest will wait. Stupid Martha Stewart not wearing her thing.
Stupid Martha.
I know what I'm ready for.
What?
I don't know if you're ready for this or not, Mike.
Well, you're talking in your Elvis voice.
It's been a long time. Long time. So we have some E.D.E. fun. That's right. I'm talking about one of our listeners' all-time favorite features.
Are you kidding me? Are we bringing it back, Jack?
We are.
Oh, man. My boy, my boy.
E-D-E.
Hey!
I am E-A-P.
And this is Elvis Aaron Presley, too. How great thou art.
That's right. The triumphant return of Elvis to Elvis.
Yeah. Elvis Presley and Elvis Presley. Who are we going to be talking to? Who are we going to be talking to? Who are we going to be talking to today?
You'll find out after the break. Presley out.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
latest record. I tried it last night and didn't make it. I don't know the words to it, so I had to read it. If we give it up, just, you know, please forgive us.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Uh-huh. You are a great guy. Thank you so much. Anybody here never seen us before? Anybody? Well, our show is the memories of Elvis, and this is a tribute to the making of rock and roll. You know, we're not here to make fun of Elvis or take his place or anything like that. We're just here to bring you back some memories.
They paint the whatnot, mm-hmm. Don and Mike.
From Providence, Rhode Island. Ace Tavares.
Tavares.
Where's your Elvis guy, Rob?
I think he's asleep.
We're trying to call the guy made his sunglasses.
Yeah. We finally got the guy who makes Elvis' sunglasses, and he's sleeping at 5:30.
I spoke to the great Dennis Roberts about 70 minutes ago. I said, be calling you at about, you know, about 70 minutes.
Yeah, hey, I got a question for you, man.
Shoot, man.
Is this the guy that made those really famous Elvis glasses?
That's right.
With little gold bars on the side.
On the EP on the bridge of the
nose.
That's
right. All right, well, keep calling him,
I
Rob.
Shall.
Wake him and tell him we have a cherry pie.
Because we are ready for Elvis to Elvis, for God's sakes.
I found my eyeglasses, man.
I'm not going to stay on this Xbox thing, but for a second. As long as we have a moment, we're waiting for Elvis to Elvis.
Yes.
I'm playing Xbox Live.
Right.
And when we had the thing, when we turned off the power in our house to install the new light dimmers.
Oh, yeah.
I had to reset my entire TV system. And I think I did a pretty good job of it. The problem that I'm having with the Xbox now is I don't put the headset on when I play Xbox Live.
Yes, right. You don't want to speak to the people that are challenging you.
But I am hearing them. And I am hearing them now through my speakers. Okay?
That's not good.
And I'm hearing them like they're on a telephone.
That's
which
scary.
I guess is what I'm hearing through the headphones. So anyway, last night, we get done watching American Idol in 24, and I go to Xbox, and I turn it on, I log in for a game,
mm-hmm.
and I'm in the rooms looking for somebody to play with, and it says some guy challenges you. I say, connecting to player.
Ah.
And right away, I hear through my speakers what appears to be like a 14-year-old kid, and he says, hey, NFL 05, you suck.
Wow.
You're going down. Pick up. You suck. So I don't say anything, right? Because I don't have the headset on. We start playing the game. And on the first play of the game.
And you can hear him the whole time.
Yeah. Well, this is what's great. The only reason I'm bringing it up is it's great. Because I finally am figuring out how to beat these 14-year-olds.
Right.
So the first play of the game, he's the Eagles and I'm the Colts. First play of the game, he throws a touchdown to Terrell Owens. And I hear, again, through my speakers, hey, NFL 05, because he's calling me. This is my gamer tag or something like this. You suck. You're going down. So then he misses the extra point.
Aha.
I don't say anything.
You're tempted to.
Right. And I get the ball back. And my first play, well, I do a little audible, and I throw an 87-yard touchdown pass to Reggie Wayne. And then I don't hear anything else. There's like no more talk.
Right.
Right. So the next play, he throws an interception. And he says, that was just lucky. You suck. So now I've got the ball back.
Is that the way they all are on this?
Well, at least some of these kids. So anyway, I got the ball back. My next play, mm-hmm. I hand it off to Edgerrin James. I'm like, I'm no good at this, but he goes 80 yards for a touchdown.
Hey.
Now I can't help myself.
Sure.
Now I'm looking for my headset.
Right. What the hell is that thing?
I'm looking.
Going to get involved in the trash talk with the 14-year-old kid?
I can't find the headset. By the time I find it, it says he's already logged out.
He quit?
He figured out, yeah. And here's the problem. Here's the bitch with this Xbox thing. If you log on to play with somebody and they quit, if you don't continue playing against the computer, it goes down as a loss for you too.
Oh, no. So you have to finish the game against the computer?
Yes, and here's the funny end of this.
Huh.
So I'm beating this kid 14-7 when he quits. And it says if you continue, just play against the computer and finish the game.
Uh-huh. And he would have taken an L and you would have gotten a W.
Yeah, but I have to continue
unless
playing.
Unless the computer beats you.
And
the computer beat you?
Killed me. killed me.
So does the kid get the win?
No, the kid gets the loss, too. But it's creepy that I'm hearing them talk through my speakers.
You suck.
Even though I don't want to.
I'm a little kid.
I don't want to talk to them.
You did want to have some contact, though. Kid was trashed on.
Yeah, there was a point I wanted to get on the line. But I'm glad that I didn't get the headset. It would have been, hey, listen, son.
Young man, what's your problem?
Listen, son. I have not told you the most embarrassing thing I've ever done with Xbox, and that I will get off this topic.
Why do you love it?
When I was on the headset, playing a game over the weekend with some kid, and again, they all sound like kids to me, but I'm kicking his ass. One of the few times I'm kicking his ass.
Good.
The guy says to me, we get done with the game, and he says, hey, that was a pretty good game. How you doing, man? What's your name? And I said, this is Peyton Manning. And the guy said,
that's what you said?
Yeah. And the guy said, are you Peyton Manning? I said, yeah, I play this game all the time. That's why I'm the Colts. He said, wow, man, it's been good talking to you. I said, all right, good talking to you, too.
See you later.
I mean, because why not?
Well, he didn't think you were really Peyton Manning.
I think he did think so.
You really think so?
If not, Mike, with the vulgar language that I hear these roughies using, he would have told me to go screw off.
I'm Peyton Manning.
I know he would have.
Great to be here.
where's our Elvis guy?
It's ringing. It was just busy. Now it's ringing.
Ah, that's encouraging. The ringing could wake him up. We have a phone call.
Hello. Part of my show.
I love those new sound effects.
I know you. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
I wanted to tell you how to get rid of your, so you don't have to hear those little kids anymore.
Okay, how do I not hear them?
You go into your microphone options and it'll give you an option to turn off the TV speakers so you don't have to hear them at all.
Okay. Go into microphone options, Don. That's the caller's gone.
I won't remember that. I'll never remember that. What's happening now?
Still not answering.
Okay, screw him.
He sleeps with the fishes.
Screw him. Let's see. How about this from the DJ hotline? God, I got so many things here that I'd like to discuss with you. We got a letter from a DJ in Kansas.
BTK.
No, hold on a second. No, not him. Two things. Okay. Okay, Survivor. You watch Survivor, right?
Occasionally.
Because your girlfriend watches.
Yes, yes.
And to recap, I want to do this for the last time, about the current Survivor scandal.
Yeah, you had this, I believe, last week on the show, talking about the fact that there's something that's not quite right with Survivor this
year. Yeah, and I'm glad that we have this chance to set the record straight, because we did receive a word from our parent company, CBS, about this. There's this chick on the show, Survivor, Wanda. She claimed, after the original 20 Survivor cast members for the show were chosen, they took 7 of them, yanked them out, and put in people from modeling agencies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
So, we got this from a lady named Lynn Spillman, and she works for CBS.
Okay, what'd she say?
This is her quote.
Mm-hmm.
That is a completely false statement.
Oh.
There never was an original 20-person cast. Wouldn't you be hearing from those other 7 that were originally cast?
Mm-hmm.
There is no one on the show from a modeling agency. We don't use modeling agencies. She freely admits, however, that not everyone gets chosen for the show based on an audition tape that they make at home and send into the network. She says, in the same press release that she sent out to everybody else, we have never hidden the fact that we recruit people. I personally found Johnny Fairplay on a bus stop smoking a cigarette, and he looked like a character to me. But he still had to make an audition tape.
Ah.
And the people who go to our casting calls didn't always put their own tapes together, but they had to have a tape to turn in. These are the same types of people who apply season after season to Survivor. You have to go outside the box to find different people, or you're looking at the same 1,000 tapes every season.
Okay.
Now, I'm no genius, but what she's saying is that they've done this, and they're saying they don't do it, but they do it.
They're helping people make tapes in some way. While some people are making tapes in their garages, other people are making theirs at Television City. And I think it's important to point out, this is television, and it is all about the look.
That's right.
And if they find a look that they want, they'll manufacture the tape for them so they get onto the show.
That's right. So anyway, anybody that watches Survivor, if you're into it, the fix is in on Survivor.
Allow.
Now, Entertainment Tonight. This is almost too funny. That Entertainment Tonight is like going out of business.
Right.
This is good news for lottery winner Billy Bush, who will or will not at some point in the future ever join us again on this show.
Yeah, well, yeah. All right. Okay, I was curious about that, you know.
Well, you should ask me about it in the office someday.
Yeah, I should, I suppose. It was so important to me that I never brought it up.
So here's the deal with Entertainment Tonight. There's this awful movie called Robots. Have you seen this? The thing with the
animated
CGI
I know
thing.
I'll see it. I guarantee you I'll see it sometime in the future.
Oh, because your girl's right.
Sure.
Right. And it's got Greg Kinnear's voice, and you've seen the ads. Now, the premiere of this was at Man's Chinese Theater in Hollywood.
Right, the famous one.
And for Entertainment Tonight, for them to file a report on this movie opening, it would mean get someone in a truck and drive approximately 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
They did not cover the opening and the red carpet interviews because the show could not afford it. Entertainment Tonight is out of money. They're over budget. They spent almost $500,000 over budget to get their exclusive Donald Trump wedding photos. Entertainment Tonight is going to go dark for a few weeks so they don't have to pay people.
Wow. Wow. Well, that is good news for Billy Bush.
We're on a test pattern? What
Billy Bush was, you know, they were spending all that money for the exclusive Donald Trump. Meanwhile, Billy Bush is playing golf, you know, with Donald's son.
Correct, the Mundo. Yeah. So that's news about E.T.
Wow.
And what happened to your guy?
He's not there.
Okay.
He's dead.
He's asleep.
You're lucky it's your birthday. You're lucky I forgot it's your birthday today. Happy birthday.
Yeah, it's a great birthday, isn't it?
Happy birthday, Rob.
I'm enjoying it.
It wasn't until this flawed break.
Yes,
it was a perfect birthday show until this break.
The birthday show. And that's what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, the perfect birthday celebration. The birthday extravaganza.
I hear no
flaws. The best birthday show ever.
Shut up.
And Buzz, thanks for helping me out with that cash for Rob.
Certainly.
DJ Hotline. Here we go. DJ Spotlight.
ATM.
Buzz, in Wichita, have you ever heard of a competing station called KANR?
You asked me this the other day. No, the call letters have changed since I left there.
Okay, so we got this letter about...
Well, back in that day, there were only, three radio stations in the country.
They all had three letters.
We got this letter about 3 weeks ago from this DJ.
Uh-huh.
And he writes, Dear Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob, Joe, B.A., everybody, I'm getting into radio and it's great. I co-host and produce a morning show in Wichita on KANR. I also work in TV. I love your show. I want to be your porno correspondent. I love interviewing porno girls. Whatever you want me to do that involves porno, I'm in.
It's disturbing.
Seems your like show, my territory.
Your show kicks ass. Have a happy abortion for Christmas. Ryan Terry. Well, we got to call him up first to tell him that we don't do porno like we used to.
Right. Is this a young DJ?
I have no
idea.
Sounds
like a youngster to me.
I got no idea.
Have him go to Studio City and make an audition tape.
Yeah, he might be from one of the modeling agencies that we solicit from.
No
doubt. So we'll call him up now and at least try to embarrass him.
Oh, Rob, if you could, yeah.
That'll be fun.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Happy
Rob.
Happy birthday, Rob.
Great Elvis bit, Rob.
I liked it. Yeah, put him on hold.
Good booking.
No cake for you, mister.
There you go. So we'll see if the guy wants to come on the air with us.
Fair enough. I bet he does.
Because I do love talking to DJs from other stations and markets that we broadcast to. And a guy
especially
like this.
Especially DJs with an obsession with pornography.
Mm-hmm. A guy like this, who I'm sure is a competition for our morning show.
I think he's with the Elvis guy.
I'll call the other one.
You know what? I don't know. Try mobile.
I shall.
Try the mobile.
What's this kid's name? And he sounds like a kid. Yeah, he does.
Rex Ryan. Ryan Terry.
Ryan Terry?
Ryan Terry. Ryan Terry with you.
Spirit not
now
broken.
Now he's going to go into porno.
His brother, Disson.
Oh.
If he's good.
Santa.
If he's good.
San Terry. San O'Terry.
San O'Terry.
Or what we all are, Sutton.
That's right.
But if we can get a DJ from another station on,
sure.
It normally ends up being interesting at the very least. And a lot of times the DJ will get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Like his program director will say, why are you sending a letter to guys who work at our station, which is lost KFH, FM, and AM?
Right. We could talk to his rapper brother.
I'm looking for
LMN.
Hi, Ryan.
LMN.
Terry.
Terry.
Thank you.
Or his Aunt Semma.
Cemetery. His old aunt.
Yes.
His old aunt, Sema.
You got it?
Okay.
He sounds smart.
Okay.
Okay. Oh. Hello, is this
Ryan? Terry?
Hello?
Ryan Terry?
Yo.
Ryan, how are you?
What's going on?
Hey, listen, you're on a real radio show right now, son.
A real one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, pick up that energy, Ryan.
I'm ready to go. What do we got going on?
Well, dude, let me see. We received a letter from you. Congratulations on your climb up the radio ladder. You co-host the morning show on KANR.
Now, that's in Wichita?
It is in Wichita.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting news now from our people at KFH. They say your station sucks.
And I couldn't agree with them more.
Congratulations.
See, this is why I love talking to other disc jockeys.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Normally we don't.
Why?
But we do like... Why is your station so bad?
Well, I'll tell you. we're pushing about 12,500 watts on a good day. And that's if we're on the air. Occasionally, well, on more than one occasion, I go in and we're not even on the air.
That's always
a good time.
So you listen to our show for what? For inspiration? For stress relief?
You guys, since I was in middle school.
So you've been listening. How old a man are you, Ryan?
Huh?
How old are you?
I'm 23 now.
23. Well, Ryan?
You guys for about 10 years.
Ryan, here's the deal. We're not real into porno anymore since the FCC cracked down.
Sadly.
However, I was thinking, and you think about this and get back to us, because I know you do a morning show in Wichita that competes with whatever the morning show is that's on KFH. But think about...
That dirty bastard Imus, I might add.
Oh, is that the guy?
Is that our morning guy? Well, don't worry
about it. Never mind then. I was going to say, let's give you a day or two and see if you could come up with a good BTK parody song.
I already got one.
Because if you're in Wichita, that's the,
I'll work on it. I'll perfect it.
Catching that guy, the BTK killer.
That's a big deal.
That was a big deal. And what you got to do.
And there's a lot of material there.
You got to make a parody song, and what you've got to do is make it edgy enough so that you get in trouble for it. Like the tsunami song.
Right. Push the envelope.
Okay.
So what have you got so far for your BTK song?
Well, the Mr. Clean song.
Yes.
The one from our show?
BTK, you got something there.
Okay.
BTK. All right. Yeah, well, you work on that and get back to us.
I think if you put BTK in, you might have something.
There's your start. BTK, BTK, well, they finally got their killer.
Yeah, there you go.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house.
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to work on something else.
What do you got planned for your show tomorrow?
That's one of the things we don't really plan.
Ryan, why the fascination with porno? Not the, is it more of a fascination than the average young man?
A fascination about porno. I mean, who doesn't have a fascination?
I get the feeling we're talking like to the J-Dubs of Wichita.
How long is your program every morning, Ryan?
It's 4 hours.
How extensive is your collection?
Well, I have Vivid Video sends me stuff about once a month.
How do you get a deal like that?
Put on
Buzz is really interested.
Deals, and we always give porno away for prizes.
How many records an hour do you have to play?
Oh, I don't. We only come on about four times an hour, and our program director will bitch at me if we go over.
He is the J-Dubs of Wichita.
Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm. Okay, but still,
what kind of music do you play?
It's alternative rock.
Of course.
Yeah. Alternative. And you give away porno on your show?
Yes, I love giving away porno. Any chance I get, I love to give away porno.
Okay, well, listen, I think I speak for everybody. You have a real charisma and a real charm about you.
Electricity. Yes, you've handled this interview very well.
I like the fact you came on our show, even though you're on a competing station. So do us this favor. Get us a BTK parody song ASAP, and we will give you national exposure.
I would love that.
Good luck to you, Ryan.
Thanks a lot. You guys are radio guys.
Who is your favorite porn star, Ryan?
My favorite porn star? It was Kobe Ty. I don't think she's working with Vivid Video anymore, but maybe her or Breonna Banks, something like that.
Very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ryan.
Kobe was great.
See you, Buzz.
Take care, man.
And I'm sure they'd like you to say that you love KFH.
KFH blows, but Don and Mike rules.
Yeah, right. Come on now.
Stay cool.
Come on now. Say you love the whole station.
KFH is all right.
Say you love KFH. Say KFH.
KFH.
Yeah, okay. Good boy.
Thanks, Ryan.
Good boy.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
Don't forget, us that song.
I'll get you the song.
Okay.
And some videos. Bye-bye.
Oh, you shut up with the videos.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, that little trap you sprung for him. Oh, no, the idea is to play it on your show for about a week before we get it to you, get it to us.
But then we'll play it.
Then we'll play it.
Give it a lot of spins on your show.
Make sure that it's really focusing on the victims.
Disrespectful, if you can.
Yes.
Yeah, make sure it's focusing on disrespecting the victims.
Use sound effects.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of guns going off.
Test drive it on your show, then send it along to us.
Send it right to us. Thank you, Ryan, or Rex, or whatever his name was.
Rex would be his porno name, Rex Terry.
And it's phone scan time. All right, 877-365-3636. From America, Canada, Mexico, 800-636-1067. We'll take them. We'll take them in the order that they come in.
We'll take it.
Uh-huh. I was going to that Elvis thing.
It's his birthday.
I don't care if it's his birthday.
It's not Elvis's birthday.
Drop the ball. Drop the ball, boy. I kid.
You kid because you love.
I kid because I love.
And so we all get nervous when you yell at the favorite son. We all get a little edgy when you do that.
But I do it to show you, Mike.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not one of you. With the exception of you. I'm talking to Mike now.
Yeah, I know.
Not one of you is safe. I could turn on any one of you in a second.
Like a cobra. Like the Black Mambo.
How you doing, Burbank?
Hey, how's it going?
Your stretchy shirt. Yeah. I can't buzz Buzz. Balls with Buzz. I love Buzz.
I know, and we're all excited about the big station party coming up.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. There won't be.
Oh.
Yeah, the picnic.
Phone scan's coming right up. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. How much longer do you figure to be working?
Until we get an idea, honey.
Oh, that way we'll be here from 10 to 12 years.
Yeah, Rob had opened his big mouth and said we'd write a show for Alan Brady while he's on vacation. Look at them all been resting.
You know, you should have let the network run that old movie like they wanted to.
I got it. An original idea. What's the one thing that's never been done on television?
You can't do that on television.
Oh, shit. What is the one thing that's never been done on television?
Radio.
You want to do radio on television?
Yeah. I say we get a great old radio performer. We can build the whole show around them.
Oh, Rob, most people today couldn't care less about the radio personality.
Sally, I couldn't agree with you more. He's always talking about some radio star that I never heard of.
Oh, come on now. You can't tell me that everybody wouldn't love to see
the Don and Mike Show. Bicycle.
It's ridiculous, locus. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, DORM, broadcasting live from the basement of the Science Building.
Great. Okay, let's get to a phone scan.
Phone call.
877-365-3636. That's telephone number.
A phone call coming in, Don.
Many phone calls coming in.
But I heard the phone call sound.
Don't know if I'm going to be able to hit the phone call sound every single time.
Don't get that obsessive about
too
it.
Many.
Please don't.
Too many. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, this is Colonel Click. Don't kill me. You killed my brother, you bastard, you. I don't like you.
Okay.
Somebody imitating your dog?
Guy calling as one of my dogs, still lucky enough to live.
That's absurd. Colonel Kling sounds nothing like that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Phone machine.
Phone scan. Hello.
Hello, hey, you called Jim Cantore of the Weather Channel a tool. What's a tool? I think my boss is a tool.
A tool is a guy who's a dope, a nimrod, an idiot, a dingleberry.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, glad we could clear that up for
you. Thank you.
Now you know.
Bye-bye. Tool time. Don Mike Show.
Jim Cantore of the Weather Channel is somebody I always imagined would wear the Weather Channel hat and the Weather Channel shirt into a bar and just walk up to people and go,
Yeah,
I'm Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel.
And Jim Cantore looks to me like a guy who had the failed hair plugs. and he should just go with the look that Bruce Willis has, which is just the totally...
Kind of shaved the head.
Shaved head.
Sure. Gotta give it up.
Hello?
And Jim Cantore, glad to be down here with the Weather Channel. You got some weather coming in.
I tell you about the Weather Channel, though. if you are in to hot pregnant women,
yes.
Oh yeah.
Watch the Weather Channel.
The most fertile network on television.
Whew. Boy, they love knocking those girls up and then putting them in front of the big chroma keys so you
sure.
can see everything.
With the sensible suit. Yeah, the Weather Channel, we're fertile.
Don and Mike, hello.
I'm Jim Rome.
Oh, it's Jim Rome.
I'm Jim Rome.
Okay, that's... Oops. Boy, you move everything around. Hold on a second. Maybe you didn't. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Can I play on your Unix softball team?
Come again?
There you go.
Okay, hold on.
We're done. I like it when it's only one thought.
Come on now. You got to get these numbers faster.
Come on, Joe.
Put them on the website.
Oh. Don and Mike show. I mean, I don't have time to write down these phone numbers myself. 916-812. Okay, I got your number. What would you like to say?
I'd just like to say, Don and Mike, I hope you're having a great day, and I love your show, and thanks for bringing it.
Pound sand. Come on, be entertaining. Hey, I know we're good.
Hogan's Heroes.
Pardon me?
Hogan's Heroes. On DVD, March 15th.
Oh, how exciting is that?
Oh, my God.
That's Season 1. That's exciting.
Season 1, right. Make a good birthday present for Rob. Only 3 days after his birthday, which is Saturday, March 12th.
Might work for me.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, phone scan.
I gave Rob money.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
And I made a card where my stomach was cut out, and that's where the Bill's face was.
You used one of our publicity pictures, right?
You see that?
Yeah.
I believe this is number 12 in a series.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
It's kind of neat, isn't it?
That's very nice.
Very nice. Yeah. And look, if you open it up... It's still Mike.
It's still me again.
You know what? Would it be possible to take a digital picture of that and put that on our website as well?
I think so.
To finally show all of the LBs out there what one of your homemade birthday cards looks like.
This was one of my simple ones, and I'm more proud of this than some of the other ones.
What I'll do, better than that, I'll scan it.
Okay, do whatever.
And then you get a nice high fidelity picture.
Well, I'd actually love to see if we get a close-up of you smiling. With, of course, you're all over the website.
Yeah.
Yeah. It might frighten the children.
That's true. We wouldn't want that. Maybe they'll scan my face.
Let's just put on a headline.
My face in there.
Just a big headline today on the website. Should be, Happy Birthday, Rob. Way to screw up that Elvis segment.
That's it.
Birthday, no, you're still a taskmaster.
Birthday marred by idiocy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Rob. Happy birthday. And I just wanted to say, 24, since when do they use trendy instant messaging to communicate with each other? It's embarrassing.
Well, now listen.
Well, they did that because their phones were done.
On 24, you must suspend disbelief. Mm-hmm. You just got to. That didn't bother me.
But they had to communicate that way because the pulse bomb was affecting the communication cell phone.
Plus, they weren't using AOL Instant Messenger. There was some top secret government.
Yeah, it was like
messenger.
A secret line that they had through the computers before they got the printout.
What a great episode it was.
And I know we're supposed to suspend disbelief, but shouldn't that pulse bomb have also broken his flashlight?
No.
Okay, would you stop thinking so much?
No, the pulse bomb wouldn't affect the electricity in a flashlight.
It affected flashlights in the movie the day after.
Did it really?
Yeah.
The other lights went on. Suspend disbelief.
Who remembers?
I do.
Who remembers? I just know I'm shocked when Moonface Girl comes back.
Yeah. Yes.
At the very end.
How do you know her? I was married to her.
Meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
She ain't all that, though.
No.
You know, I could do without the Moonface Girl.
Well, there's really not a real hot girl.
No, there isn't.
Not since, what's her name, Aisha Taylor got killed.
Even the love interest, the daughter of the Secretary of Defense.
Oh, you know what? That's a horse face girl.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Like she looks like that British actress, Emma Thompson.
She's too thin. That's why CTU has morale problems.
I agree, because what we got Edgar. Dad, tell you about that. Her daughter just died.
What about your mother, Edgar?
My mother. She's underneath the plume. That's another hot character they killed off.
She's talked full of radiation. As long as they keep Edgar on.
Yeah. But they are bringing Chloe back.
And don't they seem like they're making Edgar a go-to guy now?
Yeah.
Yes.
I like that.
Anytime you get any questions, it'll all come to me.
Hello.
I thought I was the computer nerd.
Mike. Hello, but 24 is a great show.
Yeah,
you know, I mentioned, hold on a second there on the phone. The one thing that I think about 24 that I wish they would go back to doing is more stuff happening in the four boxes at the same time. They don't use it. I realize that it's become cliche, that it gets parodied a lot, but I like it when
and
there's real stuff happening in all four boxes.
I don't want to sound like a nerd, but I'm also like, enough of the love stories with Jack and the love interest, you know, where it's like, hey, I'm going to fight for her. Whatever you do, what you have to do.
I like that. No, not on that show. I love that part.
I like the shoot 'em up stuff.
I love that part.
On other shows, I can deal with my love stories. On this show, I want the action. I wanted to get right to the pulse bomb.
Oh, my. I didn't think you'd say that.
No one did.
It's like on 24.
I do think they're going to do something where the death of the crazy daughter is because of the lady with the dark hair, with the scar on her.
You think that the lady who got the cattle prod...
Yeah, the lady who was arrested mistakenly.
Instead of Aisha Taylor.
I think they diverted, like, attention or something that allowed her to kill herself.
I think the head lady that's the daughter committed suicide is going to have an affair with Edgar.
Really?
We've both experienced loss.
Hello.
Therefore, we should get together.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Damn.
Buenar Busto Radio God.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hey, Mrs. Arraz is on a new website. She's the cinnamon flavored girl on baconwhore.com for real site.
Baconwhore.com.
Buzz, can you
check
go there,
out.
Please?
Bacon. Check it out.
Cinnamon flavored girl.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Shorag Dushlu.
Noah Raz family last night on 24, though.
Where are we?
Father. Hello. I killed father, mother.
We are put away in a prison cell somewhere. I must have my lawyer and another cinnamon stick.
Bruce.
Please.
Hello. Don and Mike. Yes, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, I was on the website the other night, and, I have to say, Spiewak's got to be the ugliest douche I've ever seen.
Now, what is that to do? Why do you do that on the guy's birthday?
And
the Naked League crew will never have an answer for that.
And just to make sure, this is Brad Pitt checking in, right? We got a real handsome guy on the phone here.
Well, I mean, Spiewak is just an ugly...
Answer the question. What about why are you doing that on his birthday?
He's got 3 days until his birthday.
No, it's his birthday today.
And you haven't listened to the whole show because I forgot his birthday. I got the game.
Yes, your
you know
calendar.
I'm kitchen sinking, but he's got it right, though.
But that's okay.
I mean, it is about your birthday.
It's okay that I'm ugly. It's okay that you're real, real smart, right?
I mean,
I mean that you're smart.
Anyway,
I'm so smart.
I'm Mike. I want to...
Okay, all right.
That sound would indicate we hung up on it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Ugly
Hey, pay no attention to that, man. Rob, I think you're dreamy.
There you
Boys, I've been listening to you for many years. Yeah. But I got a question. A while back, you said something about, Don said something like, Mike does all the voice impersonations on the show?
Yeah, he was lying about that.
Hello? Oh, my God.
Yeah, Don actually does.
Okay,
why don't we tell him the truth?
Arnold Schwarzenegger, oh my God.
No.
No?
Hey, happy birthday, Rob. I love you boys.
I'm totally confused.
Yeah, where are you going?
Never mind.
What are you doing?
You messed it up. Never mind.
How did I mess it up?
Because you said he lied. You messed up my bit.
What was your bit going to be?
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, so you didn't have a bit.
Asshole.
I did.
Dumbass, you're going to be booked.
I'm an ass. My mother's a whore.
You know what? Today it don't matter.
No.
Today it just don't matter.
Okay, goodbye.
Joe, right
now. No, y'all stay on the line.
Freeze. Stay there. 208.
Like there's a charter member.
Oh, please. No, I call you guys all the time.
Shut up.
You are now a registered Don and Mike caller.
You're in the book.
Entitled to all the privileges that come with said title.
Yeah,
be sure to watch your mailbox for your registered Don and Mike caller sign, which is to be placed prominently in your front yard.
Listen to this.
You have been profiled, tagged, and you are now in the book. Good day.
Good day, sir.
I said good day, sir. Good day.
Good day.
Good day. Oh, man.
We need a first name, don't we, and a last name initial?
Yeah.
Guys, I call you all the time. You usually love me.
First name.
Okay, my name is Brian.
Last initial.
H.
Rob.
Where are you calling from, Brian?
Spokane.
That's just for my own personal phone.
What's his number?
Okay,
00000.
I hate this.
How dare you?
I call you all the time. I love
you. You call too much.
Listen.
I screwed up.
Learn to listen.
What can I do?
Learn to listen. Listen to learn.
You're not making it any better.
I will.
Take your medicine.
Rob, again, from the top, please.
He should get chemicals and inhale.
From
that's
the top.
That blows. Ryan H.
That blows.
I'm so stupid.
Don't resist.
Hey, what's my number again?
Shut up. 00.
Again?
Oh, shut up.
Oh, good day.
This is the worst.
Tell him his number.
It's the worst birthday ever.
Get through the number.
00.
I'm sorry, Rob.
I'm not happy with him.
He won't let you.
You know what? I'm making you. I'm giving you.
Go ahead.
Giving you two numbers. How about
okay.
that?
Okay.
You are 000 stroke 00 stroke 033 and 000 stroke 00 stroke
00.
Two numbers.
Two numbers like it matters, Ron.
Damn, am I the first?
Yeah, first what? I have two listeners.
And that might have been worth it.
You know what? I'm taking away 34 then.
So there will be none of 34.
No, 34 remains available.
This guy will not shut up, bro.
I will miss you. I will miss you.
Yeah, we won't miss you.
Thanks, Ron.
I know.
All right, listen.
You know what he should
but
do
But I will
week?
Hear you every day.
Okay. Yes, you will.
Maybe this weekend he could go feed a monkey some cake.
Someone took my cake. My shoe's gone. I sound like Edgar.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, why don't you guys ever talk about how hot the chicks are on Fox News Channel?
Fox News Channel. Well,
the chicks aren't bad on Fox News Channel.
Hold on, wait. No, they're... Are you kidding me? You got Greta Van face, Frankenstein face. You've got that fat bitch Rita Crosby.
Well, but I mean, aren't there some?
You got that girl in the morning with Steve Doocy.
Isn't Headline like News still the land of the hottie?
A boy body.
What about Will Thomas? Mike, you haven't said much about him lately.
Wilma Thomas.
He loves that day. Call her out.
Wilma Thomas. Swallow my bile. Hello.
Way harsh.
Not in my.
Swallow me bile.
Hello.
So the pirates used to say to each other.
Swallow me bile.
Hello, are you there?
Where
are you? You guys there?
Yeah.
Yes,
you there?
We're here. Are you there?
Yeah. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
We're all here.
If Star Jones fell and broke her leg, do you think gravy would pour out?
Absolutely.
Okay, come on. That's like a joke.
But yeah, it does count as a joke. Yeah, and I went
show.
Along with it. I'm sorry.
Not
Hello.
A new one either.
God,
I'm just feeling so loving towards everybody today. What do you want?
That's better.
Come on, LB.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead, quickly.
This is the Don and Mike show.
I just want to tell Mike that rubber balls and liquor thing, that is pure radio genius.
Well, Don really brought it up from my childhood, too, so you got to give him the credit for that.
He did a great job. I mean,
Shut up. You ignored me in the beginning of that call.
Rubber balls and liquor.
Now, that's funny.
That just brings joy.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
What'd you have for breakfast?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you have for lunch?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you have for dinner?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you do to your girlfriend last night?
Rubber balls and liquor. It doesn't make any sense.
Not a bit.
That's why I love it.
And when you really go for it, you go for breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
And you really want to sell it. It's the build. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don, Mike, happy birthday, Rob.
We're just trying to give away a prize. Just don't piss us off.
Love you guys. Hey, Don and Mike, I wanted to know, I've got a link on my website to the Don and Mike website, .com. Just wanted to make sure that was okay. And... is it possible you guys could give a plug to my site by chance?
Right. There'll be no prizes given away today on the phone scam.
What a shame.
That's unfortunate.
That make your birthday now?
Now my birthday's better.
He's happy.
Okay, let's go to Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
Oh, you people. You are funny, you little brains. Buzz?
Yes.
What's your lead story in the news and comments tonight?
Well, Bill Clinton's going back in the hospital, so either something's wrong or the nurses are hot.
It hurts when I, you know what?
Bill Clinton.
Stay tuned for news and comments, coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Was that number one or number three?
All three.
One, two, and three.
Yes, a burning. Actually, number four, too.
What's four?
I don't know. Rob held up four fingers.
That was very...
This is the Don and Mike Show.
They said it was Chinese, Bill.
There we go. Thank you for your call and your contribution to the program.
This
Thank
is you, Rob's worst birthday ever.
Huh?
It is,
you.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
No problem.
That means he's gone.
Yes.
Phone machine.
Call ended. Bye-bye.
Just talking to the people at our website. We got a lot of emails today from people at our website. I mean, they wrote to our website.
Right.
That apparently... they're having problem handling this at their offices.
Oh, really?
It's driving people a little crazy.
People who are listening to the show in their offices.
Mm-hmm.
Good have a little check. Problem.
Good to check your mail regularly.
Oh, dear, I'm going to go mad.
Time for Buzz's news and comments brought to you by Smoke Break.
This is good smoke.
Yeah, smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break, revolutionary tablet it is for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. Here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Which sound do you think we should use to identify phone calls? That one, or
oh, it's a toss-up.
Yeah. Former President Bill Clinton is going back into the hospital for heart problems. On Thursday, doctors will remove fluid and scar tissue from the area around his heart. That fluid and tissue have actually collapsed the lower portion of his left lung. It'll be a small incision, and doctors call it a low-risk procedure, but it will require general anesthesia. Doctors say he'll be in the hospital for 3 to 10 days, depending on how he behaves.
I just got to get out of here. My lung has collapsed, dear. I got an email saying I could gain 2 to 3 inches if I went under general anesthesia. Look at how much bigger it is.
I got some few chest pains. First chest pains I've had in 10 years.
Thanks, Larry.
He's been walking.
I still at times, right before I fall asleep, wonder if I'm going to get up.
The only thing I worry about is dying.
Me too.
Clinton has been walking 4 miles a day and recently passed a cardiopulmonary stress test. Doctors say once Clinton's fully recovered, he can go back to work without limitation. Today, he was at the White House with the current president. Much has been said and written about former President Bill Clinton. A lot of it bad, some of it true, most of it isn't. Some people absolutely love the man. Many think he was a good president. Some people even have no opinion, but a lot of people absolutely hate the man. Which brings us to this story.
Buzz, and I'm one of those that likes him.
Right.
But I must wonder, we're talking about Martha Stewart as she was wearing the ankle bracelet.
Yeah, right.
Do you think they'd be able to make one big enough for Hillary?
I don't think so.
For her big cankles?
No. But I'll tell you, I've changed my ways. My heart goes pitter-patter for fat chicks. Yeah, that's a plumper now.
That's not new.
Well, you've always liked fat chicks. Yeah. Monica Lewinsky was fat.
I guess you're right. Bring them on. Yes, sorry. Well,
on their tour of the tsunami damage, the jet provided for that long flight only had one bed and two ex-presidents. Clinton voluntarily slept on the floor, while former President George Herbert Walker Bush slept in the bed.
You know what I think of when I read this story? I think of that movie with James Garner and
Jack Lemmon.
Yeah, where the two crazy presidents. Right. That are, oh, my fellow Americans.
So Clinton took the floor, huh?
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
The 80-year-old son of the current, this doesn't make any sense.
Father?
The 80-year-old father of the current president says
father.
Clinton made the offer before takeoff. Quoting the senior Bush, we could have switched places, each getting half a night on the bed, but he deferred to me. That was a very courteous thing, very thoughtful, and meant a great deal to me, end quote. Bush says,
then we made love.
And everything I planes, trains, and automobiles.
Everything I hear about him is true. He's fantastic. That's what the Bush 41 says.
Why didn't they share the bed?
Bush says Clinton partly did this out of respect for age. He says they got along fine on the tour, even if they have not become close friends.
What if it was like the Michael Jackson thing and somebody walked in and Bill Clinton had one hand down his underpants, another hand down Bush 41's underpants?
Well, he's just feeding me some wine.
Jesus.
Have some Jesus juice.
Yeah, I'd be curious as to whether there was a secret compartment, you know, back there where the bed was and whether there were any stews on the plane. I'll use the floor. You got to sleep.
One night, I understand Clinton stayed up and played cards with some other people in the other room.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Come to your own conclusions.
Uh-huh.
Rising out of nowhere like the Bride of Frankenstein, Teresa Hines Carey is back in the news.
Teresa. And she's fantastic on 24.
Yes.
She's really good as Baruch's mom.
Why could not my husband have won the election?
A Seattle newspaper quotes Teresa from a recent fundraiser saying she's skeptical about the results from November's presidential election, especially in districts where optical scanners were used to count the votes. Quoting Teresa, two brothers own 80% of the machines used in the United States. She says they're both devout Republicans.
Why did you just say black guys or African Americans?
Well, I don't think she means that.
She meant real brothers.
Yeah.
Siblings that are related to each other.
Are you saying that African Americans are not brothers, Mike?
Yes, they are brothers, well, too. Don't back me into that corner.
We're all brothers in Rob's eyes.
No, we're not.
Anyway, both of these guys supposedly devout Republicans, according to her.
Hey, Rob. This is Robert the Mailman.
And there's one of the brothers now. And Teresa Heinz Carey says it's very easy to hack into the mother machines in this kind of system. We in the United States, quoting her, are not a banana republic. I fear for 06, end quote.
We're not a banana republic, we're a gap.
That's right.
I've looked at the printout. I'm inclined to agree with that.
Edgar, you know what?
Edgar, that's right, I'm Edgar.
You know what I bet you'd like, Edgar?
I'd like some chocolate.
Would you like some Bando sausage?
Oh, please give me some of that Bando lasagna. Thank you so much.
The U.S. Army is going to start using the drug ecstasy on soldiers suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Rolling.
Drug's been used by the, approved by the FDA to be used on soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan to help them shake their flashbacks and recurring nightmares. X, or MDMA, as it's known to pharmacists, is sometimes used to help psychiatry patients open up and talk to their therapist.
It's a lot of fun.
I see new ad campaigns.
It's a lot of fun.
Army, roll with us.
It gives the user a sense of well-being, which is why it's become a popular illegal club drug. Other studies are underway for new uses for LSD and psilocybin, or magic mushrooms, mainly for terminal cancer patients. And what's the story, Morning Glory? Teenagers,
you know, hold on, bud.
What?
You just give me a moment?
Sure.
I very rarely ask for the spotlight. The Tijuana Army,
yes.
They're using Mextasy.
Ah, that was one.
Thank you.
That was a groaner.
An impromptu groaner? You just came up with that?
Thank you.
It really wasn't a groaner.
Oh, yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
What's the story, Morning Glory? Teenagers on Long Island have been headed for their local home and garden centers, not because spring is just around the corner, because, as luck would have it, Morning Glory seeds have hallucinogenic properties similar to LSD. Parents and merchants became aware of this when suddenly the kids were buying a lot of Morning Glory seeds.
Okay, some
of the kids wound up in the hospital, in one case a psychiatric hospital.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There you go.
What?
And the witch army? They take ecstasy.
Hey.
Very good. Now he's going nonstop with them.
Of course.
The workout army, they take flextasy.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Wow.
Enough.
Evil. It's your birthday. Take the day off, Rob. Mm-hmm.
I can't.
There's no off switch. Hardware stores on online.
What's the optometrist take? Spextasy.
Sorry.
I had to get in on it.
Yeah. You're like playing the groaner game.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I just got sucked in.
Yeah. Hey. Hardware stores on Long Island say that they're no longer selling Morning Glory seeds to anyone under the age of 21. Kids in this story all from the same high school where the principal's trying to implement a breathalyzer test for his boozy students. That's ominous music.
It's the groaner music.
That's right.
Super Reverse Jeopardy Groaners.
Oh, there he is.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Billy Big Voice. How are you?
Sorry you came back here.
A woman in Danville, West Virginia is facing drug charges, and police are looking for her boyfriend after they found a half a kilo of pot in a freezer on the woman's property. $4,000 worth. Molly Williams was arrested when police answered a domestic disturbance call.
I'm so high, Molly.
It turns out the family argument was about drugs. The call came from Molly's
skull.
I'm so wasted.
The call that police got about the domestic disturbance came from Molly's granddaughter. Yes, Marijuana Molly is 78 years old. Her boyfriend on the run.
Hello.
On the run from the law, he's 72.
Hello.
Quoting Officer O'Brien, they appear to be the typical grandma or grandpa. However, they sell marijuana.
Yeah, I see fish.
That's a great joint, Granny.
And in Durham, North Carolina, police stopped a grandmother for driving her grandkids around without any of them in seat belts or child safety seats. That's when police discovered the woman also doesn't have insurance, that her plates are expired, and that she was driving around while smoking pot.
Oh, my.
Oh, Buzz.
Oh, my.
Granny.
My dear Granny.
Yeah,
Granny thinks he's going to work out today.
Limp Bizkit frontman Fred Durst is suing what seems like most of the internet for the posting of his private sex video. He's suing several X-rated sites for $80 million.
Oh,
$80 million.
That's a tidy sum, Mr. Bigglesworth.
I know it has nothing to do with Fred Durst, yeah. But I read a thing in the Washington Post today about Motley Crue's show.
Yes.
Over the weekend at MCI Center, and how the crowd didn't play along with Vince Neil and with Tommy Lee. But I do know that what they did in the show last week. Here's how the show.
When you said they didn't play along, what do you mean by that?
Let me explain. Here's how the other shows have gone. that they strap Tommy Lee to a harness where he does like a Peter Pan thing, and he flies above the audience, and he has a camcorder in his hand, and he says to the girls, show me your boobs. And then as girls take their tops off and lift up, the shot is put up on the big screen. And then the way the gag works is after they lower him back down, one of the band guys says, hey, Tommy, everybody's seen your video anyway. Why don't you show us what you've got? And then Tommy Lee unzips his pants because he's still got the little handheld camcorder thing. Right. And the entire crowd gets to see his thing, you know, bigger than it was in the Pam Anderson movie. So I'm reading about Motley Crue, who was in, were here
in DC.
Sunday night in D.C. And
the crowd didn't go along with it.
No. Says... Now, this sounds like a bit on our show that's going bad.
No, that doesn't happen.
Let me see. The endlessly tattooed Lee aimed a video camera into the near-capacity MCI Center crowd and demanded that female fans flash their support. Dude, that is so sad, Tommy Lee scolded the audience when only a few women obliged with a show of skin. I resign. Nikki Sixx quickly tried to broker a deal. Maybe if Tommy Lee showed his naughty bits first. It's not like you haven't seen it before, Nikki Sixx chuckled to the audience. Because see, this is the bit that they do.
Right.
He shows his thing, and girls show their things. It's not like we haven't seen it before, he chuckled to the audience. And the drummer teased, but ultimately refused.
Yeah.
Remained zipped.
Wow. So the Washington show is a bit of a letdown.
That's right. Not enough chicks showing, and you didn't get to see Tommy Lee's thing either.
I'm with Motley Crue on that one.
Right.
Yeah. I think they did the right thing.
I'm sorry
make,
for them.
You got to make it happen. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Merry Christmas!
Right to Sacramento, you won't have that problem.
No, not at all.
Well, it happened at the airport.
Yeah.
Guys will show their mitts.
So Fred Durst now suing several X-rated websites for $80 million. Durst says neither he nor his ex-girlfriend ever intended for anyone else to see the video. He says hackers stole it from his hard drive and posted it without his permission.
Hard drive.
The hacking, by the way, is being investigated by the same people looking into the hacking of Paris Hilton's cell phone. The first website... There's the hacking now.
Oh, dear. Just barrel on through, buddy.
The first website to post the video says it took the video down 3 days before it even heard from Fred's lawyer. And maybe he's also steamed to the webmaster for calling his physique unimpressive.
John!
Hey, there you go.
And when we come back, more sex news.
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
How have you been? It's the Don and Mike Show.
And here's Guy J. Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Stories continue to pour in from around the country as the epidemic continues of teachers having sex with their students.
My God. This is wrong because...
In Boca Raton, Florida, a female music teacher is accused of sleeping with an 11-year-old boy and his father.
Hey!
Simultaneously.
It was at a table bar.
Oh, my God.
She faces life in prison for the alleged assault on the boy and just a minor count for her occasional booty calls to the boy's daddy, who has done time on heroin charges. He says she was seeing at least two other men while she was seeing him and the 11-year-old.
Here's what the boy had to say.
Megan Stevens, don't be so tight. Get my daddy more money.
That's an old tape right there.
Yeah, I just got an IM from my kid who will be 20 in about 2 weeks.
Wow.
I was checking my electronic mail, and right away I get the instant message. Dad, why are you on AOL? So I write back. Checking my mail.
Uh-huh.
And he writes back, okay, thought you got fired.
Wow.
Because
a load of confidence.
Because normally between 3 and 7, I'm unavailable.
You wouldn't be there.
All right.
The tuition payments will continue.
You frightened them for a moment. Court documents in this case bring to mind another famous case with the paper's description of a very special favor and a dress that may or may not be stained with DNA.
Well, my heart is bad, my scar tissue and my fluid buildup.
And finally,
wait, that fluid buildup.
Finally, as William Shatner and other celebrities will attest, that Coco is an amazing gorilla.
at the Los Angeles Research Center that is Coco's home. She uses sign language to communicate surprisingly extensively with people.
I love you, Coco.
If you're ever lucky enough to meet Coco, she's going to want to see your nipples.
His love of animals put him into a tank with a killer whale and gave him a close encounter with Coco, the mountain gorilla that learned sign language from her keepers.
Mountain gorilla? This is gigantic. I got scared. So the only thing I could think of was to say to Coco, I love you, Coco. Because I knew that if I said I love you, then I'd start to feel I love you. It's a simple actor's trick. I love you, Coco.
Simple actor's trick.
I love you, Coco. Coco, I love you. And I knew that my body was softening. I love you, Coco. I got right in front of her. I said, Coco, and I looked into her deep brown eyes. I said, I love you, Coco. She put her hand out and grabbed me by the balls.
Because he wouldn't show her his nipples, which researchers say Coco has a fascination with, and they say for a gorilla, that couldn't be more natural. Now, some of the women who've gotten work at the Gorilla Foundation are suing the nonprofit The women who've worked there, who are now suing, claim they were instructed to show Coco theirs, and they didn't like that. A spokeswoman for the foundation says the three women who each want $500,000 for the humiliation...
Screw them.
...were bad employees and just didn't get Coco's childlike curiosity.
$500,000.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
I'll whip mine out right now.
We gotta go. That's enough for today.
Yeah.
Listen, that Super Maryland basketball show is coming up next on WJFK FM. That means I'll be listening to a disc on the way home tonight. Ron and Fez will be on after that. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Go to www.donandmikewebsite.com. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
good day to you, sir.
And you.
Coach Williams touched my privacy.
What is this I hear about your birthday?
I can't wait till Saturday.
Drive safely, Mike.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, you know, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.